In its earliest days, the major function of radio was news. News was the warp and woof of life. But with this contribution came a bonus, entertainment.
Is happening.
The sounds of popular music played by a modern band.
I'm a Pokemon, and I live on the street. You wanna come get me, but we never will meet. Because I'm sneaky, and furry, and really, really cool. You might think I'm at your church, but I'm really in your school. I'll never quit. I'm gonna follow you at night. You think that you're wrong, but I'm the one that's right. Cause I'm a Pokemon, and I never will stop. Hey, look out for that guy, because he's really a cop. You're arrested.
They tell us radio is dead, but this isn't entirely true. It is gone, all right, but it isn't dead. Radio lives on in our minds and hearts, because part of our national heritage was formed when radio was king.
Welcome to the program, everybody. How you doing? 7:10.
High today of 84 degrees. Traffic. Well, it's looking pretty good out there. You've got your normal construction, left lane closed, Candelaria West at Eubank. Also some work going on I-40 West, as well as a disabled vehicle on I-40 West at Carlisle. So I-40, a little slow going if you're headed westbound on I-40. Other than that, roads are clear, no accidents to report. That's your look at traffic.
Oh, no, there's an accident.
That's a lie. There's
Be
not
careful
an accident.
And okay. Mind your manners.
There
That's
you
your look at traffic.
Thanks, Teo.
Traffic.
Thank you, Teo.
Coming up here in about 10 minutes, Florencia. Help me
Florencia.
With this. Florencia.
Her name is Evangeline.
Evangeline Gomez.
I thought that's her real name. No, that's Lilies Among Thorns. I'm looking at the wrong.
Okay, you're looking at the wrong thing.
Florencia Lozano.
Florencia.
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 Yeah.
Florencia Lozano.
Yeah.
She plays a DEA agent, Claudia Messina, in Narcos Season 2. I believe she's only on 2 episodes of Narcos.
Really?
Yeah, that's it. That's what it said on IMDb.
Man, are you sure?
She probably dies.
Okay.
I'm guessing she probably
spoiled
dies.
Stuff. Why would she be calling?
There's a lot of death in that show.
Why would she be calling in if she's not on the show anymore?
That's usually what happens, though. We usually, not always, but sometimes we get the actors that,
Allison, I wanted to call her Allison Pine because Kim Pine is a character she plays in Scott Pilgrim vs. World.
I know. I remember Buck and I back in the day, we interviewed, it was Iron Man 2. It was the girl at the party who threw the watermelon in the air. That's who we interviewed. So she could pitch Iron Man to everybody. Yeah. Yeah, that was... You're the girl who just laughs and throws a watermelon so Iron Man can blow it up at his house party. Cool. Thanks for that interview. I feel like this is kind of what we're getting right now, but maybe not. I don't know. She's been in quite a few things.
I'm checking right now.
She's been in quite a few things.
Florencia.
Don't really know what that is yet, but you know, there you go. You know what? Let me play some of her reel. How about that? Let me play some of this.
You don't
reel
have to here. Sell me, man. Where are you?
Let me see how it looks. Why are you wearing that one? Didn't you see the dress I left on the bed? I like this one.
I don't know.
This one is not as elegant a choice as that one.
I mean, that's Florencia.
Why do you care so much?
That is not.
Dude, she was because... on One Life to Live for like 20 years, bro.
Really? She was on a soap opera?
Yeah.
That's cool.
She's in Blue Bloods.
Blue Bloods? I never watched that.
No, I haven't either. She was in Ugly Betty.
Ugly Betty, never watched that.
Law & Order Criminal Intent. Law & Order SVU.
Well, those Law & Orders are pretty good.
Okay.
I can't believe those are still on.
No, this was... I'm looking back in her life. So she's on season 2 of Narcos.
Yeah, 2 episodes, I think. 2 episodes.
There's only 10.
Is she an extra?
She's
Is she an extra? Yeah. Uh-huh.
You booked that one. I was busy getting real things like Allison Pill. Florencia Lozano.
Well, I'm a fan of
She's
Narcos.
From Argentina.
Narcos is, again, it's a violent show on Netflix, so do not let your kids watch it. It's about Pablo Escobar.
Yeah.
The drug kingpin. And that guy's story is crazy.
What if this really is in Spanish? Because yeah. I don't know.
Well, now here it says she's fluent in both languages, and we just heard her acting. This was her.
Let me see how it looks.
She's a great actress.
What?
I just hear that? That was great.
Yeah, that was...
Sounded real.
There, let me see how it looks.
That's perfect.
Florencia.
Perfect. Yeah, so Pablo, if you don't know about Pablo, this guy was the Robin Hood for many people.
I mean, you don't
want
to pitch it like that.
Well, a lot of people did look at him like that back in the day because... All the money he made from drugs, he would give it back
into the community,
into the people. He loved the people, but he was a horrible
human being.
But
did he love the people?
Well,
did he love the people? He loved the people by slinging drugs?
Yeah, I know. I get it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's
loved
not
the
love.
People.
Well, in his mind, he loved the people. That was his way of showing, like, he wants to give back, and... It's a Breaking Bad situation.
Yeah.
That's literally how it started. He started out, it seemed like a very good guy. And then before you know it, he's the richest man in the world. And he's the most notorious drug kingpin in history.
Yeah.
The guy has escaped from prison. And the crazy thing is, season one, I'm not going to spoil anything.
You better not.
Because it's the story. A lot of people know the story about Pablo Escobar.
Yeah, I watched a rad documentary called The Two Escobars. It was incredible.
The way that he in the end of season one, he's basically, they were trying to arrest him. I mean, that's what they're trying to do throughout season one, is trying to arrest this guy. Well, he works out a deal where he can stay in his house. He's like, he's on house arrest. So him and his mafia or cartel, they can do what they want. They just have to stay in the house. I think, I can't remember. It's been a while since I watched season one, but for a year, I can't remember how long they had to stay in there. But as long as they stayed in the house, that's kind of what their punishment was. And this guy had killed so many people. And he was the guy who he's responsible for bringing drugs over here, right? He was like the first one to bring drugs into America. It's a crazy story. Narcos on Netflix. But again, very violent show. I don't recommend it if you're not into that sort of thing.
If you're not into like drugs and murder and stuff, I just don't recommend it. But I mean, if you're a fan of that, then your alley.
It's a very good piece of television. And it's one of Netflix's, I think, most popular shows.
All of their shows are their most popular shows. You had Daredevil, Jessica Jones.
This one's way more popular.
Coming out in 19 days, T-minus Luke Cage. Oh, man.
Gosh, you know we're going to get some interviews from that.
Don't you tease me. Nice. We got one already,
I know,
but we just
did.
Couldn't talk about it at the time.
Wait, who did we talk to?
We talked to homie from Sons.
Juice.
Yeah, Juice.
What's his real name?
Juice.
That's not his real name.
That's what I called him in the interview. Juice!
What's his name? Darn it. Right there.
That's Juice.
Okay, Juice, yeah. Yeah, he's going to be on. Nick Cage, new season.
He plays Shades.
Brand new series coming to Netflix. And when does Nick Cage start?
The 20th.
All right. Good.
Theo Rossi. Rossi. Rossi?
There it is, Rossi.
Theo Rossi.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, he was so great. Okay, anyways. Man, you know what? Kudos to whoever books all these interviews, because we got Allison Pill coming up. I'm going to lose my mind. She plays Kim Pine.
Don't get your hopes up, man. What if she's not a good interview?
Been doing some research, bro. First of all, she's 7 months pregnant currently. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. That's first cool. baby.
Who's she married to? Is she married to anybody?
She's married to, a comedian who's been in tons of stuff, actually. And so I kind of wanted to bring that up. This is their first baby. Like, As I mean, we're missing our co-host right now because they're always gallivanting around the world. His wife's in a really rad band, always on tour with the Un Bebe. Mm-hmm. So how's that going to work for them? Because she's a famous actress. He's a famous actor. They have a baby.
Allison Pill is going to be on the show at 8:30. She's from the newsroom. She played Maggie on the newsroom. And she was in Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
She's married to Joshua Leonard. That guy. Blair Witch Project.
Okay.
He's been in a billion things. He's on a show called Scorpion. Like, he's one of the actual...
Have you seen that?
I've partially watched one episode.
I guess it's pretty popular, but I've never watched it.
Yeah, her husband... Her husband is on that. He was in Bates Motel. He's been in a ton of things, actually.
That's pretty cool.
I saw him right away. I was like, oh, yeah, he's hilarious.
Yeah.
That guy, he's really funny.
Man, he looks different now.
Yeah, he does. He's a grown-up now. A3. Look at that. Aw. Allison Pilley.
Yeah, but she's pregnant. She's probably moody.
She's not moody.
Just don't get your hopes up that she's just going to be wonderful, because she might not be. But I'm pretty sure she probably will be very wonderful, because, you know, they usually are. All right, so we're going to wait for Florencia Lozano from Narcos. But today is the 245th day of the year.
Mm.
On this day, September 1st, 2015, I lost my power in my neighborhood last year on this day.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Oh, she's calling now. Go ahead and answer.
Oh, okay, I will.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Carl.
Yes, dude.
My best friend ever.
you flatter me. So I'm going to be bringing you Florencia.
Florencia.
Lozano. Here in just a second. Unfortunately, her phone line is really, like, kind of crappy quality.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. Throwing another one at you here today.
That's okay.
So hopefully it'll get better as the call goes on. But
all right. We're used to that. Usually,
we got this.
Usually the line kind of...
You're used to me giving you just crap.
I didn't say that. We've got a missing co-host. Teo is in Florida because he wanted to take a vacation in a hurricane like a dumb.
Yep.
So.
Oh, he's paying for it now.
Yeah.
I love it. You guys are just like, yeah.
Yeah,
baby.
We're in the middle of the desert where the scariest things that happen are rattlesnakes. So.
Yeah, well, that's pretty freaking scary, man.
That is. That's true. That's true.
All right, stand by.
Okay.
Stand by. That's our friend Carl.
Narcos.
He lives in New York, and I can't.
Oh, you guys
going
to meet up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh
yeah.
I'm going with you guys.
We're
going
to rock a lunch
so I can
or
hang out with Carl.
Day. I'm stoked.
I love Boston.
Gosh. I'm so jealous.
Dude.
Leslie, I need a plane ticket so I can go to New York with my boys.
Okay. Can we talk about something? We don't have time.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I'm back up and running.
She's doing an interview right now. It's fine. Steve-O is trying.
You sure she's not on?
Yeah. Well, one second. Let me ask these guys if they can.
I didn't know because I feel like if I connect it from my cell phone, like connect the work line and then take the cell phone off, it might disconnect the whole thing. I just didn't want to like mess anything up mid-call because we're good now.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to roll with it like this for now because we it would set us far back in time.
No worries. Mm. No worries. I just wanted to make sure because I didn't want
behind
to interfere with like pop or anything.
No, that's no problem. We'll just switch up to the next one, okay?
Okay,
here we go. This is Dex Stevo, and the vacationing Teo is not there.
He is not.
Florencia.
Oh.
Good morning. Welcome to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, how are you?
Doing well. Doing very well. Very excited to talk to you because I am a fan of Narcos. I've watched season one. I'm very excited for season two, which is tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait.
He's like being kind of cool and chill right now, but he was losing his crap earlier.
He is
a huge fan of this show, and so he was like, yeah.
I was telling everybody about Pablo Escobar and what happened.
He loves him.
Spoiling
he's modeled
everything.
His life after him.
No, that is not true. No, that's not true at all.
That must be an interesting task. to try to model your life after him. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Probably not, actually. Yeah. All I know from him is based on a sports documentary, The Two Escobar. So I was really intrigued by this. But obviously, season two kicks off tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about your role in Narcos.
So I come in as the lady boss. PA chief, at the end of
season one. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to give it away if people haven't watched the last episode. If something happens that happened, obviously, in real life, that the U.S. sent down resources, financial and human resources, to just say, look, this is ridiculous. This can't go on anymore. We have to catch this guy. Mm-hmm. So I was part of that wave of people who came down to sort of say, all right, how are we going to get this job done? And, you know, also during that time, the two agents, Fania and Steve Murphy, really were sort of tabloids, you know, doing all, didn't have anyone overseeing them. So that's who I, you know, that's who I play. Someone who comes in and sort of says, guys, we can't do that, and let's do this, and tries to sort of see the link between what's happening in Colombia and answering back to the U.S. Embassy, the ambassador, the U.S. government.
How much research did you do when you found out you were going to be a part of this? I mean, did you just dive in? Did you talk to anybody, you know, that was connected to the real story?
Yeah, you know, what I did was I played cops before. Mm-hmm. And so I called this homicide detective in New York where I lived. And I was like, you know, Irma, do you happen to know any DEA guys? I didn't think she would, and totally did. She hooked me up with a DEA guy in New York, who in turn introduced me to a DEA guy who's now working in Bogota. And when I went down to Bogota, I called him. This man who works in the DEA down there, could not have been more generous with his time. He introduced me to a whole bunch of the agents down there. And so I introduced some of my past to them, and we would hang out, we would drink, and we would, you know, we went to the embassy with them. And they really sort of told us about what it is they do in Colombia, which is different than what, you know, was being done in 1992 when season two is set.
Yeah.
But my character was based on this guy, Joe Toth, loosely based on a man.
What was his name? Say his name again.
I got Joe's number, and I called him. And he was incredibly forthcoming. You know, he was excited to talk about what it was like during that time. It was incredibly, incredibly dangerous for DEA.
Florencia, can I stop you for a second?
It still is, but, like, he had a bounty on his head. But it was really interesting talking to him because at the same time that it was literally life-threatening, he misses that time.
Yeah.
You know, he was... You know, a lot of these DEA guys there, they love the thrill of the hunt, and they love the thrill of their job. You know, it's a really exciting job.
Florencia, I have a question. You mentioned a name. You said it was loosely based on, did you say Joe Toth?
Yeah.
Oh, that, man.
That's my real name.
That is Dex's real name.
I've never heard of anybody with my
ever,
name.
Ever.
That kind of just shocked me because I was like, Joe Toth, that's my radio name's Dex. That,
his radio name, yes.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
Breaking the fourth wall.
That's funny. Sorry. That was...
Oh, yeah. That's weird.
That is really weird.
You know, and Florencia, yeah. you were talking about how great, you know, or I guess exciting maybe, you know, being in the DEA would be. Maybe it was back then. I have a friend who's in the DEA, and he says it's the most boring job ever.
No, stop it.
I'm serious.
Yeah, but that's why they all wanted to be in Bogota, and they still do.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in Bogota.
Yeah. And
maybe not going along wherever your friend is a DEA, but that's why, you know, it's the choice place to be, especially back in the day. But even now, a lot of drugs going out of Colombia.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of work to do. There are a lot of assignments. There's just a lot of excitement in that way.
Mm.
And Joe was talking about how, you know, he never felt more alive than when he was in danger for his life. And certain people, you know, thrive on that. And he certainly did.
Oh, I can't wait for tomorrow.
I really have to binge the first season.
And I'm so jealous because now you get to binge two seasons back to back
I really do.
Yeah. So congratulations on being a part of such a great show. Narcos season 2 premieres tomorrow on Netflix. Looking forward to seeing your character.
Oh, thank you so much.
Say hi to Joe Toth for me.
Yeah, that's crazy. You hang out with your Joe Toth. I'm going to go back to hanging out with mine, Florencia. Thank you.
Thank you, Florencia.
All right, guys.
All right.
Take
care.
There you go.
How crazy was... Okay, it was really me, guys.
I'm sorry.
She was actually talking about me.
How weird is that?
That was weird.
Limeline chimed in and said, Florencia, more like Borencia, am I right? Poor thing. I thought it was good.
Well, I mean, if you're a fan of Narcos, then you probably would have loved that interview.
Las Cruces chime in. How come no one ever listens to Dex?
It's
Carl did say at the beginning of the interview, her phone line was kind of trash. So
now what it is, it's payback because for years I would make fun of Buck because the same thing would happen to Buck for years on our other show. And now it's my turn. It's coming back. It's my turn.
That was good.
It's very. Now I know how you feel, Buck.
Speaking of payback, our friend Teo is a health nut. He loves him some healthiness, and he eats all of this stuff that's healthy and good and disgusting. And today, you, buddy. Today, in honor of him not being here, I thought I would go with his breakfast.
Oh gosh,
I haven't taken a bite, but I smelled it, and I almost threw up during that interview. Have you ever smelled?
Yeah.
Greek yogurt?
I eat Greek yogurt all the time.
I've never had Greek yogurt.
Let's do it.
No. Because, Teo, you warned me that it wasn't going
to
taste...
Before we go to break, you have to take a bite.
I don't know if I can, man.
You have to take a bite.
It smells like baby... Oh, gosh.
It's not going to be good, but you need to do it right now, okay? Come on.
Shout out to Solomon's Porch for upping the ante with like healthy breakfast choices.
You probably need some.
It's
some,
got oatmeal, some peaches, and or it's got granola. Gosh, I honestly don't think I can on the radio because I don't want to lose.
Come on, do it. Try it.
Oh gosh,
this is your new favorite treat. Come on, do it.
Oh, I really don't know if I can. I'm not
Come
even
on,
being
buddy.
A baby.
You can do this. Oh no. He's gonna puke. Oh no, he spit it out in the garbage. You're such a baby.
That tastes like sour cream.
He does.
You
need honey.
Oh gosh, I gotta get away from the mic.
Alright, we're gonna take a break. We'll be back, hang on.
You could get out of bed. Let's get out of bed.
Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The atmosphere was more cordial than contentious when Donald Trump met with Mexico's president.
Both the Mexican president and Republican nominee described that meeting as open and constructive. Donald Trump says the two spoke about trade and border security.
We did discuss the wall.
Thousands of veterans heard a message of support for American allies from Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton.
Clinton told American Legion convention attendees her rival Donald Trump's threats to walk away from U.S. allies are not only wrong, but dangerous.
If I'm your president, our friends will always know America will have your backs and we expect you to have ours.
JetBlue Flight 387 has landed in Santa Clara, Cuba, reestablishing air service from the U.S. that was stopped at the height of the Cold War.
The Supreme Court refuses to reinstate a voter ID law in North Carolina, struck down by a federal appeals court as being designed to keep more black voters away from the polls.
An additional 3,000 migrants have been rescued in the Mediterranean. The total tops 10,000 in the past 36 hours.
7:38 on a Thursday. Hello.
High today of 84 degrees.
Traffic. How are we looking?
That's looking pretty good. A little backed up on Paseo if you're traveling west, as well as I-40 west before the big I. No accidents to report, though. Just normal construction work at Unser Boulevard and Ladera, kind of slowing things up, as well as Candelaria west at Eubank. We've got some construction down to one lane. What's your look at traffic?
Do not do anything stupid. You are controlling a vehicle. That's your look at traffic.
I love it.
Stop it!
Traffic!
That's my job now!
Nope. Good morning, Starmy. Dex and Steve-O this morning. If you want to text us, it's 585-LIVE. 585-5483. Contribute to the show. We love it. You guys are really the heart, the epicenter of our morning show. The live line is.
Mm.
We appreciate you guys. 338-3700 if you'd like to call us and say hello. It is Steve-O's sister's birthday today.
Yeah.
We're going to try to track her down. She did not want to answer the phone this morning.
Yeah, I know. It's like, come on, dude. It's 5:30 in the morning. Why don't you want to answer the phone? You have a baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, she's probably, I remember those days where taking naps and sleeping were very precious.
Yeah.
And my wife's probably sitting in the car going, yeah, right. You sleep all the time. You nap and.
Because we have a hard job, Leslie.
That's right. That's right. But anyway.
It's hard.
Man, I just remember it was so hard, you know, just having to just wake up in the middle of the night constantly, changing diapers, had to go heat up a bottle. And, you know, you'd shut that phone off because you did not want anybody to wake the baby up. Your sister's smart, man.
Yeah.
She knows.
Yeah.
She knows. Let's see. Coming up here at 8:30, Allison Pill from the newsroom. She played Maggie from the newsroom, and she was in Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
She's so great. She was also in Snowpiercer.
I never watched that. And is it good?
Yeah, dude.
Listen, I'm at the precinct.
I thought you were staking out City Hall.
That's where everybody else is.
Because that's where the news is going to be coming from.
Then I won't have any trouble hearing about it. I've been talking with a desk sergeant, a woman in her early 30s. She was crying a little and we got to talking, and I think I know what happened to John King.
She's got some good acting skills right there.
Yeah.
There's a clip from her in the newsroom.
Scott Pilgrim, you're the salt of the earth. Thanks, Kim.
I can't really find very many clips from Scott Pilgrim.
She has some of the greatest lines in that movie.
We are here to watch Scott Pilgrim!
That's it. That's all I could find. I YouTubed her. I couldn't find any.
All of our shows are secret shows. Incredible line.
Couldn't find any drops.
Scott Pilgrim, you're the salt of the earth. Thanks, Kim. I'm in scum of the earth. Great line.
I know.
Believe it or not, I used to date Scott in high school.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great one.
Wait, you used to date a guy named Scott in high
school? Yeah, it's my brother.
Okay.
Oh, do you have any embarrassing stories? That was from Mona. And then Kim, she says, yeah, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
She is one of the best parts of the greatest movie of all time.
Sure.
Here's what I've been instructed. I've been instructed to say a couple words and then shut up and let her talk and actually listen to her.
That's true.
I don't want to pull a Teo with Rachel Lee Cook.
All right.
No promises. I love her.
I know. Coming up at 8:30, Allison Pill. All right. Earlier, we were talking about how much it costs to raise a teenager.
Oh,
and
dude.
Steve-O threw down on us and told us that it'll cost us around $37,000 to raise teenager.
Practical.
One teenager.
$37,000 to raise a teenager these days. It breaks down to about $6,000 a year. Different years, of course, cost more than others. Age 16, the most expensive age, allegedly.
Oh, it makes sense, I guess. Birthdays, vacations, extra food is where I'm at with the kids.
That's why
right
you
now.
Got a meal plan, yo. Ugh. Leslie, hang out with Chrissy and meal plan, dog. Today's Thursday. You know what Thursday is? Butcher Day.
Butcher Day?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
My bride, local butcher. Down where she grew up.
Chrissy, get a hold of my
wife, family
please.
Friend.
Would you please get a hold
and
of my wife?
And for realsies, it's like, all right, we're going to plan the week. What do you think about pork chops?
Mm, I love pork chops.
What do you think
chops.
About tacos?
Love.
All right, so that means I'm going to need a pound of ground beef for taco. Okay, you going to do some hamburgers one night? Okay, that's another 2 pounds of ground beef. Da-da-da-da. All right, so here's what we need. Break it down. 5 pounds of ground beef split up into 1 pound increments. Need 10 pork chops. Going to need this. Ba-da-da-da. So you spend like $50 at a local butcher.
Here's why I think...
And then you have meals for the entire week.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. This is why... I just remember. This is why I don't like to go to the store and buy a week's worth of food.
Because I'm eating it in a day?
Well, no. Well, maybe, yeah. Yeah. It could be. But no. Because our lives can be so crazy at times with sports and everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll
oh, because my life's not crazy?
Well, do you ever get to that point where it's like, oh, we couldn't... We didn't have time to cook dinner, so we're going to have to wait on that meal, and then it ends up just rotting in the fridge?
So it doesn't rot in the fridge because God invented this thing called the freezer. So what we did last week, actually, is we had 8 extra patties. They were like
dang, dude, we forgot to do burgers. Threw it in the freezer, and now that's one meal that we're going to have this week. I just have to remember to defrost it.
Exactly. And then you got to remember to defrost
it. Okay, you know what, friendo?
I'd rather just go to the
50
store.
$50 at a butcher once a week versus $50 for one meal at like a TGI Fridays because you forgot to meal plan.
No, no doubt about it.
You're spending hundreds.
We don't eat out anymore at all, but here's the thing. We usually go to the
You don't
one
eat
of us
out at all?
What did
you guys do for dinner last night, friend?
Okay, that what'd was
you
different.
That was completely different. Negatory, good buddy. What'd you do for dinner last night?
We had 50 cent corn dogs because they were 50 cent. That's why.
Yeah.
That's the reason why.
You know what
we
that
ate
is?
Out.
It's called marketing. I saw that on Facebook as well, and I chose not to go to Sonic.
I know. I'm so bad.
Gosh, you're the worst!
This is 50 cent corn dog. Man, they weren't good at all.
Of course they're not.
They're terrible.
Because it's 50 cent corn dog night. You know that they were just like, whoa, gotta knock these out as fast as possible. Probably some batter still in the middle of it. Nah, we don't have time.
But no, usually we always, one of us will go to the store every day and buy dinner, which is very frustrating, and I don't know why.
Here's what I found, and I'm not even being funny. Like, serious moment. If Chrissy does that, we end up spending just about as much as we would if we eat out. Because you can't go to the grocery store every day, because inevitably that one or two extra things that you buy,
that's true,
adds up. Because you're like, oh, I forgot to get the pasta sauce, you know, $4. God, I forgot to get the pasta sauce. I'll just stop real quick so we can have the pasta sauce for dinner tonight. And inevitably it's like, oh, well, they also had a sale on Fruit Loops, and they had, and it's like $30 later. But if you do that times five versus going to the grocery store once, just saying, man.
I get it. Hey.
And we know we have a crazy schedule. A couple nights ago, we just had to, I didn't get to see my wife until like 8 o'clock at night because one of our kids had baseball practice. And so I just chose to stay home, and I cooked dinner that night because we couldn't both be there, because if we're going to meal plan, you got to make certain sacrifices. So
on the live line, someone said, Hey, now my mom stopped paying for everything when I was 17.
Mm.
Wish she paid for everything till I was 25. I'm 25 now and have 3 kids.
Mm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough. And then earlier, there were some people texting in. Some people out there spend a lot of money on sending their kids to school. You know, if you send your kids to a private school, you got to factor that in to the cost. I don't know. Guys, I need another job. If anybody's hiring,
you
right
don't
now,
need another job.
I know. I got.
You
got
need
a lot
meal plan.
On.
You need to live within your means, dog. You can do it.
I don't know if we can.
You can do it. I believe in you.
It's hard. It's really hard, especially with my schedule. So I'm just worthless after 2 o'clock. Just worthless.
It's okay.
No, it's not, man.
You know what's going to change that? Poking the bear.
Yeah, maybe.
It gives you more energy. Then you're like, I survived the day without taking a nap.
I actually feel pretty good today, other than the fact that I feel like I ate like 10 corn dogs yesterday. Yeah.
Well, that's because you did.
Hey, that's cool, y'all.
Miss you, Tail.
Local radio celebrity stuffed his face with corn dogs yesterday, thinking he was saving money, but it just cost him a year of his life.
Oh, now you poked the bear!
That's all I got in the newsroom. Back to you, Dexter.
No, I'm degreasing right now. I'm degreasing.
All right. Netflix announced they're doing a second season of Stranger Things.
No!
Yeah. There's no release date yet. It'll be set in 1984, 1 year after season one took place. And we actually have a clip of Millie Bobby Brown and Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things reacting to the show getting renewed.
Well...
Gosh, those kids, they're so much fun. You know, they're just starting into the whole Hollywood scene, and they're just so fun. And
they were hanging out with our friend Claire yesterday.
Just wait till season three. They're probably going to be just, you won't be able to talk to them, and they're going to be.
No, the kid that played Dustin, Toothless. Everybody knows him as Toothless. He was on Broadway beforehand. He's like a sweet little kid.
Yeah, but this show has really catapulted them into the scene.
We're going to talk to our girl Claire coming up in the 8 o'clock hour because she hung out with them yesterday in real life.
Yeah, she got to interview them?
She's going to give us the scoop. I don't know what she did, All I got was a picture of a ton of Eggo waffles and then a little video of them doing something. I don't know if I was supposed to.
You have to watch the show to get the whole Eggo waffle thing.
So obviously Stranger Things came out of nowhere, but the cast was definitely taken care of. You want a new job? Here's your new job. Play a kid that was in like 8 minutes of television total. That would be 11-year-old Noah Schnapp. Good old Schnapps. He played Will.
Yep.
And he got at least $50,000, even though he was MIA through most of the show.
50 grand.
It's like Teo. Yeah. He's MIA through most of the show.
Yep.
He's currently on vacation in Florida. Mm-hmm. He gets paid more than both of us combined.
Just making money right now.
It's because he's prettier.
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't that discrimination?
Yeah, it is. Okay. But you know what? It's Teo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happens. Yeah, but it's Teo.
He just bats his eyes at you.
Yep.
You're like, okay, man, whatever you need.
He's real pretty. His pay rate was 10 grand per episode for season one with 5 episodes guaranteed. He only ended up appearing in 4, though, and was only in several of them very briefly. Nonetheless, still got paid for season 2.
Good for that kid.
He stands to make double that, 20K an episode.
That's awesome.
That's for Will Byers, 20,000 an episode.
I hope that kid has more of a role in season 2.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
He was really good.
I can't wait. My boys, my 10 and 12-year-old. Jack and Luke, they really want to watch it. And so I think we're going to try and pull like a Friday nights after the little one goes to bed. We'll stay up late with the older two and slowly burn through Stranger Things. Cause
I want to go back and watch
it. It's good, man. It's really good.
It is good. And I don't know where you're at. Some of you out there are very strict when it comes to what your kids watch.
I'm pretty strict.
And I don't know.
I would say
it's a lot like a Goonies, you know? It really is kind of a flashback to those type of movies.
Although less language than Goonies.
Yeah.
The 80s had like gnarly language, I don't know what happened because I don't remember it that way. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm watching 80s movies with my kids going, I watched this as a kid. Oh my gosh, earmuffs, never mind.
You're going to hear there is some language. It's not very much, but there is some language in it. And it can be scary.
Well, there's language, actually, throughout the entire show because they speak. It's a speaking show.
I didn't want to say that.
So you mean salty language.
Sure, salty language.
There's some salty language sprinkled with
some colored words.
It doesn't burn your tongue, though.
Yes.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start using that. Doesn't burn your tongue. Not enough salty language to burn it. At least 1 in 5 people think an unexpected gift means something is wrong. According to a new survey, 25% of women, of course, and 20% of men say that if their significant other surprises them with a gift, they immediately assume something is wrong.
I can see that.
Here are the top 5 most common things they will assume. Number 5, it's just a re-gift they got from someone else. Mm-hmm. That didn't really mean anything.
Yep.
Number 4, they're about to get some pretty bad news. Number 3, the other person did something wrong they haven't found out about yet.
Gosh.
Number 2, it's a bribe. And they're about to spring something on them. And the number one reason why people apparently are fearful of surprise gifts is they believe the other half is cheating on them.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. That's not good.
That's why I never get Chrissy anything ever. You know, I just don't want her to worry. Okay. Don't want her to stress. You know, I just love my spouse.
I know you do.
I don't do anything for her. You know, 25% of women. She's a 25% of women.
Yeah.
She's one of those women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you don't do that very often, I can understand why somebody would be.
Right. What? That's the thing.
Wait, what is this? Why did you?
You never get me anything. No, babe, I just chose.
What did you do?
Love you so much. Don't look at the couch.
What did you do?
Don't flip the cushions over. I burned one. Yeah.
Did that really happen? Did you burn?
No, dude. You
burned one of your cushions?
Nah, I'm good. I'm chill, bruh. Chill.
Well.
Do we have time for one more?
Sure.
Okay. There's an Alzheimer's disease breakthrough as a new drug clears toxic proteins from patients' brains. This is crazy.
Yeah.
An antibody that can almost completely clear the visible signs of Alzheimer's disease from the brain has been discovered in a breakthrough that left one scientist trying not to get too excited. Here's the deal. Researchers scanned a brain of people with the degenerative condition as they were given doses of this drug, which is based on an immune cell taken from the blood of elderly people aged up to 100 who have shown no signs of the disease. After 1 year, virtually all of the toxic amyloid plaques that build up in Alzheimer's patients appeared to have been completely removed from the brains of those given the highest doses of the antibody.
Wow, that's
how
huge.
Weird is that?
My grandma, she's kind of... I hope she's not listening right now.
Well, if she is, she'll forget in 7 minutes.
Okay. That's not nice. I love you, Grandma.
Say it again just so she remembers.
Mm-hmm.
The scientists who described their results in a paper in the journal Nature also said that I am so sorry, dear Grandma. I am so sorry. I was trying to keep it together, but that was just, that was the worst thing I've ever said. I love your grandma.
Yeah, poor thing.
She doesn't remember meeting me, but she's lovely.
She's got the same four stories that she just loves to tell.
Oh, the scientists who described their results in a paper in the journal also said patients showed signs that the rate of their cognitive decline slowed down. That's incredible news.
Wow, that is. Let's get it out there,
all
man.
For the low price of the blood of the elderly. See, there's healing in the blood, y'all.
Uh-huh.
It's biblical and whatnots.
All right, when we come back, AGT, recap. We're not going to go, we're not going to dive in too deep. We'll announce who moved on and because five acts moved into the finals last night.
That's it? The finals already? This show moves fast.
Well, I think next week we have another round of semifinals.
Okay.
So, and then we got the finals. And some good news from a retired cop. He's a hero.
That is good news.
He loves his sledgehammer.
Oh, okay.
Hang out with us. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao. And we're back!
Good morning.
High today of 84 degrees.
The road's okay out there? Everything okay? Is everything fine? How are we looking? Traffic!
All right, let's take a look at the road, shall we? It's getting kind of backed up, being that it is the 8 o'clock rush hour traffic. Westbound and eastbound I-40 as you approach the Big Eye. Going to be a little backed up due to some road construction.
What are you doing? Why are you talking like that?
Because I'm a traffic guy and also a roads guy. Shut your filthy mouth.
Okay.
All right. Other than that, no accidents to report at this time. If you see something, why don't you give us a call at 585-LIVE. That's 585-5483. Oh, my Lord!
Okay?
Something actually just happened involving a city bus on Gibson Boulevard at Broadway. You can expect a light. No, dude, that's for real.
Really?
A city bus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they say it's crazy.
Gap.
Okay, thank you, Tao. Gibson at Broadway. There was an accident involving a city bus, and it is backing up. Yeah. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
585 Live. Feel free to shoot us a text if you'd like.
That is crazy.
That is.
Why would you do that? Why would you want to get into an accident with the bus?
I don't know. Why would you? That's a good question.
We should ask them.
Yeah.
So real.
That is not cool.
338-3700 if you'd like to call us. Coming up at 8:30, Allison Pill from the newsroom. She played Maggie, and she was in Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Kim Pine! Girl drummer.
Kim Pine!
Yeah,
da, 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 da. And then 9 a.m., we have some guests. Lilies Among Thorns Purity Series is going to be going down. If you have a daughter, this is something you might want to get her involved in. It's a 5-week purity series for young ladies ages 6th grade to sophomore in college.
Wow.
And yeah, it's all about saying no to sex before marriage, staying pure. And I think I really want to try to get Jaden involved in this.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go get involved in it.
Yeah, because, you know, I usually don't let my daughter out of the house.
Yeah, that's good.
So maybe I could make an exception.
For this.
We'll see, though. We'll see. Yeah, 9 o'clock, Evangeline Gomez.
Apparently... My wife is very, very excited because that lovely lady has a daughter or a child. Is it a daughter? It's a child.
I'm probably a daughter.
It's a daughter who happens to attend my lovely lady's school.
No kidding.
So apparently She's really excited. She's like, that's one of our moms.
Good. Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Fantastic.
All right. So what's the topic for today? Oh, well, wait. I got a joke. Okay. I got a joke.
Oh, no.
Clean joke. Okay. I got a clean joke.
No, I don't know about this.
Okay. So trust me. All right. So what's the difference between marijuana and the Quran?
Okay.
No, wait. I'm kind of curious.
Oh, my gosh, sir.
What is the difference
between...
You
can only get stoned once when you burn the Quran.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry for asking. That was so bad.
No jokes. Stop with jokes. You don't call in with jokes. No.
However, Friday is Fun Joke Friday.
No, it is not.
Bringing it back.
No, it's not.
You used to do it back in the day, Fun Joke Friday.
No.
You can call in with all of your jokes.
No, that is not true at all.
As long as they're clean like that one.
No.
That was a clean joke.
Don't do it. Sorry, guys. I should have hung up. I'm not going to listen to Steve-O ever again. Here we go, America's Got Talent!
Woo! Welcome to my house. I can't believe I know the words at this point. I hate everything. I hate it all. I'm going to go lie down and rethink my entire life.
Hey, GT. It's the semifinals, and last night, it's kind of a throwaway show. It's a recap, and it's who moves on to the finals and who goes home. And so five acts advance to the finals. Let's find out if Steve-O's boy, Sal
Valentinetti,
from Brooklyn, or, you know, Jersey.
Yeah.
Did he move on? Did he?
Of course, man.
He did move on. Yes, he did.
Yes.
Oh, Sal moved on. Heck yeah, man. Sal moved on.
Good.
He's the Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin. Just he's Sal Valentinetti, you know?
Dude, he's the best.
Yeah.
He's the best.
He's
when I'm in Brooklyn, I'm going to hit him up.
I'm not sure if he's going to win, but, you know.
Could.
Yeah. The family group, Edgar.
Oh, the Edgars.
The mother, daughter, and husband, Edgar band. They went home.
Are you serious?
They did.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. It came down to the judge's choice at that point.
Wow.
At the end of the show.
Is that the big save? Like, they get one save?
Yeah, there's three acts. So it came down to Tape Face, Edgar, and... was it the comedian, Lori?
No way.
Yeah, the little girl.
Oh, dude, if Tate Face lost to comedian girl,
I was freaking out.
Oh, no, no.
So what happened, I think the audience got to vote on who they wanted. And then at the end, it was the judges who had to send one of the acts through. And I was getting nervous because, of course, Tate Face is my favorite. Yeah, guess who went through?
Okay.
Who do you think went through?
If I have any faith in America, I'm going to hope it's Tate Face, but I'm willing to bet it was probably that 13-year-old comedian.
You think it was
girl.
The comedian?
That's who I think.
It was Tate Face!
Yeah!
Tate Face went through!
Oh, that makes me happy.
Yeah!
Okay, good. He's hilarious,
man. He's great.
Great mime. And that little girl seems really...
You gotta take your hat off to that little girl.
Oh, I do.
Lori, the comedian, the stand-up comedian, she's great. I mean,
yeah.
Some of her stuff isn't that funny.
But her delivery is good.
Oh,
like, she's got her routine down.
Yeah.
She's going to do big things. She'll probably end up being a writer on a sitcom. She's the next Tina Fey.
You're probably right.
I am, politically speaking.
Musicality, they were... I think they were the...
They
were the acapella. They were
the very first time that I saw your deck sales.
Mm-hmm. They went home.
They did?
Yep.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Deadly Games, you know, the husband and wife where they were throwing knives. The husband
Wait,
throwing
they
knives.
Were still on the show.
Yeah, they were still on. Yeah. They went home.
It's no surprise there. I didn't even know they were still on the show.
Yep. Now, Magicians, I love the Magicians.
Well, yeah, because and, obviously it's, you know, it's a big deal.
Philadelphia Eagle, John, who is it, Darren Bose?
Okay.
He advanced.
Yes.
He moved on.
Okay.
I'm a fan of him.
That makes me happy.
Grace moved on. Everybody knows Grace.
Actually been kind of nervous because she's that 12-year-old sensation with the ukulele who she's fantastic. But now that I know that the show's really to get you like a Vegas act, she doesn't really scream Vegas. Yeah. So I'm wondering how far. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
She is. She's a viral sensation.
She'll get eliminated and then Simon will give her like a ginormous like contract for an album or seven.
There was this Argentinian dance group. There was like 10 of them.
Oh, yeah. They all look like Kirk Hammett from Metallica. Yeah.
Or Dave Martinez. Or whichever. Malevo was the name of the act. They were eliminated, and they went home, which I was okay with. I didn't really understand it.
Man, whatever, dude.
And the last one here, Laura, the young opera singer.
I mean, I don't remember which one Laura was.
She moved on. She advanced.
Okay.
So there you go. So you have Laura, the opera singer. You have Grace Vanderwall. She advanced. You have the magician, John, Philadelphia Eagles.
John the magician advanced?
Yep.
He advanced. John the magician Dotson.
And you have Tape Fix and Sal. There you go. Those are your acts that moved on to the finals. And so next week, next Tuesday night on AGT, will be the second round of semifinals. And then Wednesday, they'll do the same thing like they did last night. They'll eliminate and send another five to the finals.
I went ahead and answered the phone because I have a friend calling in.
Good.
Yeah, he's my friend.
Good morning.
Good morning, friend.
Hey, buddy. What's up, Aaron? Buck Burnett.
Yeah, I was calling to talk a little AGT since that's really my life now. I work and take care of babies. AGT.
No, you watch?
Dude, Buck has always liked AGT.
Dude. Okay. I do. I think it's a great show.
I love it.
Now you can help me understand.
You know what? You know what, Steve-O? You should appreciate this because this is much like, it's very similar to your son's Little League. Leagues that they play in, because you know you're always traveling, and then you've got this, and then you've got that, and then you've got the round robin, triple elimination, dunk and save. You know, it's the same thing.
It is pretty much the same thing. So he's just here's the thing with Steve-O is he wasn't a fan when we started the season of AGT.
I'm still not.
Now he's lying to you. He loves the show and he watches every week.
My children enjoy the show.
He has his favorite acts.
I do have my favorite acts because there's a couple acts I genuinely think could make it in Vegas. That Sal Valentinetti is so talented.
Yeah, who are you going for, Buck?
I like Sal. I think he's kind of the dark horse. I think he's got his work cut out for him. I think that little girl.
Oh, Grace.
I think the little girl's got a shot. I think she's just so cute. Well, she's not Vegas, but I mean, she probably is going to be the next big, huge, massive pop star.
I agree.
That's gonna come out of this show. But I think Sal's got a really good chance. I think I don't think Tape Face has it. I think
he probably won't win.
You know, while I appreciate what he does and I appreciate his Charlie Chaplin-esque type of humor, I don't see it as a Vegas show. I think the long snapper from the Philadelphia Eagles, mind you, he's a long snapper. He goes in and hikes the ball like four times a game.
Yep.
Right.
So.
Right.
You know, that's why he's been in the league for 14 years. So he needs a good backup plan. So I could see him doing it as well.
Yeah, I can see that for sure. Do you like Tape Face? Because Tape Face is my favorite.
Yeah, I actually started researching him after the first week and found out some, where's he from? What's he all about? And pretty interesting. He's from New Zealand.
I've never done that on YouTube. I'll probably find a bunch of videos.
Yeah, he's a Kiwi.
Oh, no kid.
Kiwi.
I've seen some of his older videos, and it's a lot of what he does is the acts that he's doing now, just kind of more refined.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
All
right. Yeah. Yeah. So, I was the little Edgar band. I was kind of, I didn't think they sounded so great the other night.
Yeah, they did, and they kind of fell off the past couple weeks.
Yep.
Yeah. Steve-O, let me ask you a question. How could you not like the show? I mean, it's totally entertaining.
I don't know, man. After watching, because of course, my wife, she loves those like American Idol, The Voice especially, that's her jam. watching like 19 seasons of all of these singing competitions, it just starts to feel false.
Yeah, but this is not just a singing
Everyone has like a cancer story or like a survival from this story. Everybody's got like this sappy real life story because I guess that's quote real life and everybody's got a story to tell. And so you can tell what they're using to pull things and you can tell that at the end of the day, even though it's, quote, voted on by America, you know it's not. You know Simon Cowell is going, okay, this is going to make us the most money here. They're business people. So I just don't think all of that is very real, especially when it came down to, like, the judges pick after America votes. Yeah, okay.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Who won the – I didn't watch the results. I just read about it this morning. Who won the judges pick? Because I saw the Duncan save. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
The Duncan save, I think, is when people voted, and that was Tape Face.
Yep.
It was the Duncan save. And okay. Edgar lost the judge's choice.
Yep.
And the opera girl, Laura, she got the she was saved by the judges. That's okay. Who they voted for.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of opera, but that was a pretty cool song that she sang. Yeah.
She's incredible. She's incredible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, Buck is going to be joining us tomorrow on the show.
What?
Yep. He's going to be coming in, doing the show. It's been a while since you've been in.
Bright and early. I'll be there. Yep.
All right. Just let us know when you get here in the morning.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
See you, man.
All right. Later, buddy. I didn't know.
That's our friend Buck. He'll be joining us in studio tomorrow morning.
Well, we need a co-host because Teo was fired, finally.
He's fired. He's going off into the hurricane. Hello?
I think Steve-O is correct.
Oh,
Matt Gentry.
Hey, Matt Gentry. Please.
I think Steve-O is correct by the fact that the judges actually have, and actually I think it is Simon, has final say because in the credits, the post-credits, it says something about judges being able to alter the voting or something like that.
Yeah, see, I'm telling you.
I think that's fine, and I'm okay with that.
Matt Gentry, please don't ever call in and agree with me on anything because then I lose credibility.
Oh, wow, that is not nice.
Be cool, fool.
That's pretty funny, actually.
People were like, yeah, Steve was right. Wait, Gentry just said it, too. Nope, I don't know.
That's not nice.
I don't know, man.
Tell him to hang up on himself.
That's like those two old guys on The Muppet Show.
Oh, Waldorf and Statler, they're my favorite.
Yeah.
Hey, Gentry.
Anyway, real quick, I think Sal's going to win it because, think about it, who's most famous for saying Vegas, baby?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Sal's going to win. I hope so. Hey, congratulations in real life, Matt Gentry.
Yeah, you go.
Oh, thank you.
I saw the video. You got engaged.
Yeah, Steve-O showed me the video.
Yeah.
You did a good job there.
That's pretty good.
I was a nervous wreck.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Did
man.
She? Did she know? Did was she really
she had
surprised?
No idea.
Really?
No, she was. Are you kidding me? She like knocks him over. Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
By the way, too, you look very skinny. Are you okay?
Okay.
Are you all right? Are you eating?
Skinny?
You do look.
You do. In that video, I didn't think that was you. I was like, well, where's Matt at? Is he gonna come out? And then I was like, what?
Who's this guy proposing to his girlfriend?
Yeah. It's crazy.
No, I've actually, I'm the healthiest I've been in years, I would say. Just eating right and exercising and, you know, the usual.
Us too, man. Us too.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah, you guys are doing that hot yoga stuff, huh?
No, not hot yoga. We're poking the bear.
Yeah. Hitting that CrossFit.
Yep, we're CrossFitting it
up.
Yo,
CrossFit.
And, it's been good so far. I'm losing weight right now as we speak.
Dexter, yeah.
I kind of heard CrossFit's kind of... what's a scam?
Oh,
okay. Well, you hang up on yourself.
I'm totally kidding. I heard it. I heard it really.
Oh, now you poked the bear.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
it's cray cray, yo.
All right. Well, hey, I let you go. Enjoy your day.
See you, man.
Congratulations, Mister.
See you, buddy.
I appreciate it. Man.
Okay.
Bye, bye, bye. Matt Gentry, everybody. Got engaged.
What other ex-host can call in? Let's see. Who else? We got Buck.
It's Mitch.
We got yeah.
Who else? Steven?
Steven could call in. Yeah, he did the show with me.
Yeah. Who else?
Joey?
Joey could call in, for sure. Teo.
Teo sure. could. It's just, but that might be too soon.
That is,
might still hurt him a little.
Be a little too soon.
All
right. Well, let's take just a quick break, because when we come back, guess who's calling us, everybody? Steve-O's favorite person.
I'm so excited.
Listen, I'm at the precinct. Oh. I thought you were staking out City Hall.
That's where everybody else is, because that's where the news is going to be coming from.
Then I won't have any trouble hearing about it. I've been talking with a desk sergeant, a woman in her early 30s.
That's Allison Pill, and she was in the newsroom, and also Scott Pilgrim versus the World. And she'll be on The Morning Invasion when we come back. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The atmosphere was more cordial than contentious when Donald Trump met with Mexico's president.
Both the Mexican president and Republican nominee described that meeting as open and constructive. Donald Trump says the two spoke about trade and border security.
We did discuss the wall.
Thousands of veterans heard a message of support for American allies from Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton.
Clinton told American Legion convention attendees her rival Donald Trump's threats to walk away from U.S. allies are not only wrong, but dangerous.
If I'm your president, our friends will always know. America will have your backs, and we expect you to have ours.
JetBlue Flight 387 has landed in Santa Clara, Cuba, reestablishing air service from the U.S. that was stopped at the height of the Cold War.
The Supreme Court refuses to reinstate a voter ID law in North Carolina, struck down by a federal appeals court as being designed to keep more black voters away from the polls.
An additional 3,000 migrants have been rescued in the Mediterranean. The total tops 10,000 in the past 36 hours.
I'm so nervous.
Are you?
I'm so excited. Yeah, I don't think you understand. You just mentioned, like, you know, old morning shows, you know, Buck, Gentry, Mitch, my old co-host from Steve-O and Mitch in the Morning. We used to, like, watch this movie in between breaks.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
It's, like, the most quoted movie of all time in our life. And I'm telling you, it's my favorite.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. And one of my favorite TV shows of all time is The Newsroom. And I recommend it. There's only three seasons of The Newsroom, which okay. Very disappointed that they didn't
keep
continue.
It going.
And they could have, because ratings were awesome. But
yeah, but I like that.
Yeah, I don't.
It's like, why stretch it? I mean, if you made something amazing.
You want it to continue.
Okay, but we're not here to talk about that.
Yes,
we're here to talk about Scott Pilgrim versus the World, and that's it, okay?
When did that come out?
Shut your mouth!
2004?
2010, jerk face. Okay. It's only been 6 years.
Okay. Yeah, well, she's got, I guess, a new thing that she's promoting. It's a new, is it a movie or a TV show?
It's a film called Zoom. It releases simultaneously on iTunes and theaters tomorrow, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She plays a comic book author slash artist?
Man, you are nervous.
Writer slash artist? Well, I was going to say author, and then I was like, that's not right.
I think you're just
nervous. Writer.
I haven't seen you nervous like this ever.
Shut up! Phone line's ringing.
Oh, gosh.
Get it together, man, okay?
You don't tell me what to do.
Good morning.
Hi, it's David Levin from Wise Brother.
David, how are you doing today?
Good. I have the wonderful Miss Allison Pill for you.
She's so wonderful. We're so excited.
She's great. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
With Allison.
Hello, Allison.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Allison.
Welcome.
I have to say, this is Steve-O.
This is very embarrassing.
And I have to tell you,
Hi. As
we get started, you are Kim Pine, and you are in the greatest movie that is ever created, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Favorite movie of all time. I'm not going to lie, I don't really ever geek out. I am freaking out right now.
Yeah, he's been so excited all morning.
It is my all-time favorite movie.
Yay.
Yeah,
that's
so
great. That's good to hear.
I pretty much just need the next 10 minutes to be you and I quoting the film.
Okay.
So if you could just start with Steve-O, you're the salt of the earth.
If your life had a face, I would punch it.
I love you so much, Allison.
Do you get all morning? Has there been a lot of questions about Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
Not really. It's sort of brought up. I love, especially because with Zoom, the movie that's coming out
yes.
tomorrow, I've been the same. Like, I'm hoping that people who like Scott this movie, because it's sort of, I don't know, it lives in the kind of absurd graphic novel universe in many ways that, you know, I hope people like.
Yes. I'm like the nerdy comic fan in the room. Like I still have a box at my comic shop here and get comics every week. So I saw the trailer for Zoom and immediately lost my mind because I'm like, oh, cool. She's like, one, she's working in the comic industry, and 50% of the film is actually the Aha music video. So I'm pretty excited about that.
I know.
I was so
totally.
Sick. So, and here's something interesting. Zoom, which releases in theaters tomorrow, is also simultaneously releasing on iTunes, which is kind of interesting.
No.
So are you?
It's so good. I mean, it's really as people just move to. I go to see movies in the theater sometimes, but it also is so nice to have, you know, the opportunity to sit on my couch with all my furry friends. And like cats and dogs and everybody, and just say, we're going to make dinner and we're going to watch a movie. I'm really into it. You know, some people have FOMO. I have JOMO, which is the joy of missing out.
Yes, dude. I have three kids, so I feel you, boo. Like, it is crazy how much, like, stuff I quote miss out on that I have to either now binge on Netflix or just try and catch up somehow. So this makes me very happy. Speaking of kids, congratulations. You're 7 months pregnant.
I am.
So
I am.
Have you gotten all the advice in the world, I'm sure, from everybody who's had kids? Like, oh my gosh, you got to make sure you go on date night. Mm-hmm. You got to make sure you sleep when baby's sleeping. These are all important things.
Yep.
Are you freaking out excited at this point?
I'm just starting to, my husband and I realized last week that people thought, you know, when we said how far along we were, they're like, oh, you've got plenty of time. And then as of last week, that stopped.
Yeah.
And we were both like, okay.
Yeah.
It's really happening.
Oh, it is.
But now, because I was such an obsessive preparer, so now we've got a lot of stuff ready. Like, we've already got the car seat and the bassinet and the crib and, like, the basics. And then I was like, well, oh, my gosh, what do I do? Now I just have to grow the rest of the baby. And me and her have kind of a great deal right now where I'm like, oh, I'm super visibly pregnant. And it's okay, but I still have room to breathe and digest food, and I'm just really, you know, concerned about the next few months as she gets bigger. I'm like, wow, she's gonna double and triple in size. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's really that's a little daunting.
Yeah, I will say this. Obviously, you and your husband both in the film industry. I have three lovely sons, a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old, and then I have a little 3-year-old named Brody. And for some reason, like, you know, early 20s when we started having kids, my wife and I, and so I so fast-paced life that I just didn't take the time. And so if there was one thing I would tell you is enjoy every single moment, because we actually have another co-host who is currently on vacation, thankfully, with his wife, but they're in bands, and so they have, like, separate worlds and babies, and every single moment, man, you have to cherish, because as you were saying, here it is, you're 7 months pregnant and the time is flying by, and then baby life flies by too. And it's it's so much faster than I can even fathom. So cherish every second.
I'm going to do my darndest.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to meet her because I think she's going to be pretty cool.
So are you naming her Knives or Ramona?
Definitely Knives Chow Leonard.
Yes! Knives Chow Leonard. Brody, our 3-year-old, I'm not even being funny. Before we found out that we were having a boy, I told my wife there was no, you know, we have always had boys. If this little one comes out a girl, we will name her Ramona Flowers Jeter. Like, that was the plan.
Amazing.
And then it turned out to be
Allison,
little bro. Hey, yeah, Dex, stop talking. He's a fan of Newsroom and these other things. Okay. I just want to talk Scott Pilgrim.
Allison,
so.
I'm a huge fan of Maggie from the Newsroom, and I'd like to geek out for a second if I could. How bummed were you when you know, that show ended, because it was way too short. It really was.
I mean, it was one of these, I loved it so much, but when Sorkin says that he's, you know, ready to move on with something, that's it, you know, like that the choice was his. He felt he'd sort of said what he needed to and told the stories that he could, and the show is so much about him and his work that you're like, all right, well, I especially, you know, in the last year, in an election year in general, everybody's like, man, I wish we had the newsroom.
Oh, gosh, you know? I know. Because that was the great thing about the newsroom is you guys were very topical, and we're dealing with a lot of the issues that, you know, we have dealt with as a country.
Yeah, and it's just an interesting exploration, you know, watching super smart nerds try and find the moral center of the argument.
Yeah.
You know, what a special thing in the midst of so much yelling and meanness. You know, you could trust these characters to try and find, you know, truly like the real soul and heart of an issue for the sake of how to be the best kind of humans we can be.
Dude, I'll tell you what, in this day and age, it's so difficult, especially since nowadays when this generation wants news, we don't even have to actually look for news. We just look at a 23-second rant on Facebook and take it as fact, you know? I personally am a Christian, and it kills me because 90% of the things I see on Facebook from my Christian friends are very not Christ-like, but it's some rant that someone did that's not even biblical, but it's like, hey, the Bible must say this because this sounds right, and then people take that as fact, right. And you're going, wow, that's so not even close to what Jesus was trying to do. So, cool, man.
Right, right.
So, yeah, it's an interesting time we live in, and now we're trying to raise children in it. Good luck, Allison.
I know, that's the thing. I know, that's the real. Because I'm great with disagreement. I love disagreement. My dad and I mean, I grew up around a table where debate was essential, and we could, you know, we could handle it.
Yeah,
because argument is necessary, and we can disagree and be fine. But it's just the sort of the meanness is something that I'm like, please don't be mean.
Yeah. Gosh, Allison.
Anything else, just not mean.
Allison, you might be the greatest interview we've ever had.
True,
you're
true,
so awesome.
Truly. Yeah.
You've been wonderful.
I mean, so the big question is our culture, like, are they really happy or really evil? Am I right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think humans are typically pretty much both.
Yeah.
And I hope that the good wins out a little bit more every day.
There you go. There you go. Oh, right. My gosh, yeah. Allison, favorite interview of all time, not just because you are Kim and you are my favorite, and I just adore you.
Yeah,
and
we wish you the best with your little baby.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Absolutely. Stoked on Zoom tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. So
yeah.
If you're ever in New Mexico, come play drums with us, because we actually, my drummer this weekend, I actually really, in real life, needed a drummer. That's not even a joke.
Oh, man.
So, you know, make it to New Mexico. Come play drums with me, please. I love you.
All right.
There
I love
you, go.
You too.
All right.
Bye, Allison.
Later, Allison.
Bye. Bye.
She was so awesome. Wasn't she great?
Yes. Yes, she was.
She was so good. She was so sweet and kind and just well-spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's so good.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. Favorite 10 minutes of my entire existence. I've seen kids born. I got married. You know, all those things that you're supposed to do.
Shut up.
Favorite 10 minutes.
We are here to watch Scott Pilgrim kick your teeth in.
Somebody on the live line chimed in and said, I love how the first quote that she said to Steve-O is, if your life had a face, I would punch it. It seriously made me almost tear up. Like, I was like, just be cool, bro. She's quoting Scott Pilgrim with me. That's something relegated to my best friend. But I'll let it live in this moment because you're Kim.
So good. So good. She was so sweet. She was. All right. Zoom. It's the name of the movie that comes out tomorrow. That's cool. Gosh, Newsroom is so good, Steve-O. You got to watch it, man. You would really, really like it.
I'm going to now. My best friend's in it, so... Her name's Allison.
She said that she loves
you. She said, I love you.
She's going to play drums with
you. I'm taking that on the surface level that she's totally crazy about me.
She'd asked her if she was going to be in New York.
Oh, man.
Why she probably goes to those Comic-Con things, right?
It's true. It's true.
She probably does that whole thing because of Scott Pilgrim.
Didn't even ask her.
She'd be a good Lois Lane.
Yeah, she probably would.
Yeah?
Yeah, probably.
Or not even Lois Lane, but... Who else? Who else could she pull off?
Well, she's super blonde and super lovely. And Lois Lane is very much a brunette.
Well, you can change her hair. That's easy.
A brunette. Oh, man. Well, the funny thing is, her co-star in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, Alison Brie, is playing Captain Marvel because I thought maybe she'd be. But she's, like, cute and spunky.
Yeah, she is.
Okay. Well, in typical real life, shout out to my bride. Chrissy, who just chimed in all caps, I missed it. She just turned on the radio and missed what I
said. Good thing we got a podcast.
Like one of the most important moments of my life.
Good thing we got a podcast there. Chrissy.
It's cool, Chrissy.
If I can figure out how to podcast.
It's cool, Chrissy.
Teo's gone. I can't remember how to do it, but I'll figure it out.
You know, I just don't even need you.
iTunes, Google Play.
Allison said she loves me, Chrissy.
Morning Invasion. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Download that puppy. I love it.
I got to go lie down because my heart is beating through my chest.
Just relax, buddy. Just relax.
So, in real life, you know, I always joke around. That was actually probably one of the very few times that I was truly nervous.
Yeah, I could tell.
My heart was seriously racing.
I could tell.
It was like, I got some really good advice beforehand. Shut up. Let her talk.
Mm-hmm.
Don't geek out too much. But the fact that she geeked out right back because not too many people talk about Scott Pilgrim made me even happier.
Yeah, I've been there. The only time I've really embarrassed myself was Adam Brody from the OC.
That's because you're a dumb.
When he was here at the launch pad with his band.
How many actors or actresses have you ever accidentally called their stage name?
Shut up, Steve-O.
We were halfway through an incredible interview one time with the Jonathan Banks.
Whatevs.
And you were like, so Mike,
I corrected myself, okay? I corrected myself. It was okay.
Adam Brody is no Allison Pill.
Yeah,
I said it.
Adam Brody, who plays Seth
on
the OC.
It's no Allison Pill.
I was at the launch pad because his band was in town, and I saw him. He was walking towards me, and I said, Seth!
You were so dumb.
Seth!
Yeah, no wonder he was weirded out.
He waved at me and turned around and walked the other way.
That is not how you start a conversation.
Gosh! That was the only time that I've really ever geeked out like that. At least I think. I don't think I have any other time, but that was the most embarrassing because we could have been friends and I could be living in Orange County, just like Ryan. You know? Much like Ryan, I grew up in bad neighborhood.
California.
And my mom, she was an alcoholic.
Oh, gosh.
She left me when I was a child. Just kidding. Just kidding, Mom.
I'm never going to watch your stupid show.
Yeah, you will. I'm deep into the OC.
You and Teo, man. I know.
I'm deep into the OC. I'm season 2 right now. And that's one of my favorite shows of all time. Not going to lie. But, all right. Let's do this right
now. Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is, start reading.
Just because this guy's retired from being a cop doesn't mean he's done saving lives. There's a 53-year-old man named Steve Eckel. He's a retired police sergeant from New Jersey. And on Monday, he was in the parking lot of a Kohl's when he heard a baby screaming. That's what he heard. What is that noise?
That sounded like a goat. That was definitely... Is that a baby or a goat? Because I don't know what's happening.
That's a baby.
Is it really
that's
a baby?
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so this guy, he heard a baby in the parking lot of Kohl's when he heard it screaming. The baby was screaming. Well, he realized someone had left their 4-month-old baby in their car, and it was 90 degrees outside. She had a blanket over her. And Steve says, quote, she was soaking wet, sweat all over her face and hair. Her eyes were rolling back. So guess what our hero here, Steve, did.
Take it, little guess.
Saved her life.
Well, absolutely.
He went and grabbed his sledgehammer.
Wait, what?
That's right. He grabbed the sledgehammer that he happened to have in his truck and smashed the window to save the baby.
Took the baby inside where it was air conditioned, put cool water on her to cool her down, you know, called 911. The baby's mom is a 33-year-old woman named Karen. She finally showed up after 40 minutes away from the baby to figure out where she was, and the cops arrested her for endangering the welfare of a child. If he hadn't have been there and got the baby out, the baby would have died. In fact, here's a photo of him and the baby.
Oh, it's great for radio, man.
You can see how sweaty the baby was, and look at how red the baby's face is.
Oh, gosh, dude.
It is so sad. But he was there at the right place, right time, and I don't know. I mean, I've only left my kids in the car 4 or 5 times, so, but then I would remember I left them in the car when they were little, and I rescued them, so.
That's crazy.
It is. That baby would be dead right now.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, mom goes to jail, but you think she was bummed about it or just ecstatic that her child was alive?
Well, it says here that the baby's mom, after 40 minutes, you know, realized, oh, my gosh.
Where's my kid?
Yeah. Because think about it.
Oh, man. No, but
some of us as parents, though, some of us as parents, we're sitting here and we're judging this.
That's
parent,
what like, I was actually going to go the opposite end.
Because I honestly, as a father, have been in situations where, now not as a baby, I've never been in the situation where I've left one of my babies in the car. But when Landon was around, I think he was like 4, he didn't know how to unlock the car. And I remember we got back from the grocery store and he stayed in the car, and usually the kids would get out. Everybody gets out at the same time, right? And then the door shut, and then I'm the one who locks the door. Well, I remember locking the door, and I went in the house. Well, then about 5 minutes later, I realized, where's Landon? He was in the car. So I go outside, and Landon's crying in the car because he doesn't know how to unlock the doors because he's only 3 or 4 years old. And I'm sitting there going, oh, my gosh, what if I wouldn't have come outside? So I get things happen. There's certain situations where, as a parent, you really got to pay attention. You have to. So I don't know what the excuse is. Why the mom?
Well, okay, 4 month old. Is that what it was? A 4 month old baby.
4 month old.
Month old. Her first baby. 4 month old baby. Okay, you're still well within the sleep deprived, waking up every few hours, feeding, doing things. And there are no excuses, obviously. None whatsoever. But you never know somebody's situation. My wife never forgot a kid in the car, but she went through iPhones, plural, because she'd have the kid in the car seat, and then she'd put the phone on top of the car, and then she'd, like, so many things just lost and forgotten in life because she'd, like, put it on top of the car. So she was very forgetful with everything but the child.
Well, that's the thing. At 4 months old, and no, we can't relate to a mother because we're not one, but I would imagine that at that age, I mean, you hardly ever leave the side of your baby.
That's
true,
too. The baby's
always with you. So that's where I'm having a hard time understanding. What do you mean you forgot the kid, your little four-month-old was in the car?
You never know.
I don't know.
Extraneous circumstances.
Yeah. Well, she got
arrested. Extenuating. Stenuous, that's what it is. Sorry, I was way off. Anyway. Stenuous circumstances, man. You never know.
You never know. And it's sad. I really hope that there's a dad and the baby isn't in the system now. And hopefully there's some family that took the child. I don't know. It's just very sad. But I'm very happy the baby's okay.
Can we go back to the part of the interview that we just had with Allison Pill where she totally listened to you?
Oh, my gosh.
Did you notice that?
Yes!
Because earlier we had that other interview and nobody was listening to you and you were very sad and I was kind of sad for you. Yeah. And then we just had Allison Pill on and she was so attentive and stopped in the middle of the thing. Was like,
she's amazing!
Yes, Dex. I'm
she's
sorry.
She's amazing.
I'm still geeking. I'm geeking. And coming up in the top of the 9 o'clock hour, are we going to call my girl Claire?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Because she was geeking yesterday.
Good morning.
What's up, dudes? It's Nate.
What's up, Nate?
Yo, yo, yo. Hey, so are you guys still talking about that that lady who left her kid in the car, or are you talking about Allison again?
Well, I mean, we're talking about whatever we're talking about. Yeah, so you just...
It was Steve Houdini.
There was a couple details. So I read that same story about that mom who left her kid in the car, but there's a couple details that really make her a crappy mom.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So number one, the baby was in the car for 40 minutes before the guy found her, but then the mom didn't come out till an hour after that.
Oh,
so it was an hour and 40 that the mom was in this Kohl's shopping around. The mom had another kid, a five-year-old. The mom came out of Kohl's with her five-year-old kid and said, where's my kid? I left it in the car.
Oh, so she thought it was going to be okay to just leave the baby in the car while she went shopping.
So the mom knew the whole time that her baby was in the car. She just left her there. It wasn't like an oversight or I forgot my baby an hour, 40 minutes later. Hey, don't I normally hold a four-month-old in my arms? Why am I not holding a four-month-old? You know, it wasn't like... You know, it was a really poor decision on her part.
Yeah, that's the crappy thing is a lot of people don't realize how hot it gets in the car. You know, even if it's, let's say, 70 degrees outside, it could get up to 100 degrees in your car, even when it's that
really
cool
quickly.
Outside.
Yeah,
very quickly.
It raises. They say that in a car in the summer, the temperature in the car raises 10 degrees every 20 minutes.
That's crazy.
I might have the reverse. It might be 20 degrees every 10 minutes. But I had a buddy in Phoenix who used to he used to work at the Apple store, and he could leave a tray of uncooked cookies in his car, and when he'd come out from work at the end of the day, his cookies would be cooked.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And I guess you can do the same with pizza. So, I mean, it gets really hot. It's like an oven in there. It's a big deal.
Yeah. So just imagine a little baby, and there was a blanket draped over you know, the baby in the car seat. So that's just awful.
Well, Steve, I'm glad you got to talk to one of your favorite people ever.
Dude,
happy for you.
Allison Pill. She played Kim Pine in Scott Pilgrim, which is my favorite movie of all time. So
is it really?
It really is. I always say Return of the Jedi, obviously, as a kid, 1983. But Scott Pilgrim is, it's not everybody's movie.
Do you have a Scott Pilgrim tattoo?
No. That's really funny, actually.
Do you?
There's one I really, really want, but I've never gotten it. So
it's not your favorite movie because you have a crow tattoo, you have Star Wars tattoos, you don't have a Scott Pilgrim tattoo.
I'm doing it today. I'm doing it today.
Get Allison's
just to prove
face.
Nate wrong because that's what I live for.
Until it's on your body, it's not important.
Good call,
man. Okay.
Good call.
Okay. This is true. This is so true. I'm doing it today. You're going to have to explain to my wife why I came home with a sex bomb tattoo.
Okay.
It's the bomb on her drum head. So,
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
I don't know. With all the crazy tattoos, I don't think I'll have to explain anything to your wife.
That's true. So, that's actually quite true.
That's par for the
you know what? You're right. Yeah. Doing it and putting it right there on my hand because that's where I've always wanted to get it. Right there on my hand.
Thanks, Nate.
Hand tats.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
See later, buddy.
All right, we got to take a break because we have guests coming in at 9 o'clock. Evangeline Gomez, Lilies Among Thorns, going to talk about this purity series. If you have a daughter out there, you're going to want to listen to this. Ages 6th
grade.
When
are we calling Claire?
I know. We have guests. We'll call her at 9 o'clock hour.
I'm like still elated
from
my Allison Pill interview, and so I can't imagine what it would be like to be in person with certain people that are amazing right now.
I know.
Want to talk to her.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Hang out. Get out of bed.
Wake up. Let's get out of bed. Wake up. The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Good morning. It is 9:02. Hello.
High today of 84 degrees.
Let's check the roads out there. Make sure everything's fine, right, Steve-O?
The roads are still there. All of them. Yeah, still there. None of them have disappeared.
Y'all.
Yeah, I know, Teo. I miss you, girl. I miss you. There are a few accidents to report. San Mateo Boulevard at Lomas. An accident reported at about 8:31. And Constitution at San Mateo Boulevard, an accident there. Kind of slowing things down. Gibson and Broadway involving a city bus, so expect delays if you are headed in that area. And, of course, I-40 westbound, eastbound, a little backed up, getting a little better as you approach the Big I. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Dex, you look great today.
Thank you, Tim. He's currently in a hurricane right now. And that's
really
not
is.
A joke. The Lott family. I was going to go, but, you know, I got a lot of things happening in my life. I just couldn't break away, but, you know, they invited me. So, anyways, we have guests. We have guests in the studio, everybody. We're very excited to introduce to you guys Evangeline and Alisa Gomez. Hello, ladies.
Did he get it right? Hi. Did he really get it
no.
right? Of course he didn't.
Yeah.
Of course he didn't.
You got my name right. Not Evangeline, so.
Evangeline?
Evangeline? Yeah, there we go.
It's because of Evangeline Lilly, huh? It's because earlier this morning I saw the spelling and I said, Evangeline Lilly,
no,
and he
no,
totally locked
whatever,
it in his brain.
Whatever. He screwed it up too. He messed it up.
No, that's what I'm saying. Evangeline Lilly. That's how she says it. So then you
it's
got
fine.
It stuck in your
it's
brain.
Fine. Terrible with names. I'm sorry.
Do you know
from
who
Montana.
Evangeline Lilly is?
No, but my daughter's name is Lily.
Oh, really? That's weird.
I know, totally.
Because Evangeline Lilly, she was in The Hobbit and Lost, and she's like, she was in Ant-Man.
I didn't realize that's how you say her name.
Evangeline, oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Evangeline Lilly.
You guys have such soft voices.
They have the
I
sweetest,
know,
softest little voices.
I've had to pot you guys way up here.
We're talking about lilies. We're talking about purity, and so they just are. They have the sweetest little voices.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't. They can't talk. They can't talk loud.
All right. Well, the reason you guys are here, Lilies Among Thorns, 5-week purity series for young ladies ages 6th grade to sophomore in college. Now, I have a daughter who is 12. I think I'm looking. I might take her to this thing. Talk to me about this thing. What's it all about?
Absolutely. So I just want to start with the scripture from 1 Thessalonians 5:23 for the heartbeat of the ministry. Mm. It's now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, you know, we always hear about purity, and right away people are like, sex, you know? Wait mm-hmm. till marriage. This is totally...
It's awful and disgusting and vile, so save it for the one you really love. What? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so... Okay, where was I going with that?
Sorry, Steve-O.
We wanted to meet with these young girls and show them what God's word has to say about purity as a whole. Because yeah. purity is so much more than just waiting to have sex. God's word has so much to say about purity of our heart, purity in conduct, of course, sexual purity, but we want to make sure that they have the full context. Mm. And I think in the world we live in today, they're bombarded with so much filth.
Yeah.
We want to come alongside them and show them there is a better way. God's way is a better way.
Yeah.
And we have young ladies who have been through this series several times. Alisa is one of them. This has been going on for 4 years, 2 years that we part. This is the second year we partner with CareNet Pregnancy Center, and Alisa is now one of our leaders and helps organize
wow.
the event.
That's great.
So it's all about discipleship. We want to really pour into these young girls, and we want them to pour into the next generation.
Mm, I love that. Yeah. Alisa, talk to us about it.
Yeah, I think a lot of times purity is thought of like kind of like Evangeline said, like a bunch of rules. You're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to do that. You're lives that a way to know that you're worth more than a lot of what people are trying to tell you you are, and just really be able to live in that way.
Yeah.
So,
and that you should stay away from boys until you're 42.
Okay, he's got a daughter, so this is perfect.
It hits home for me. For
it
sure.
It really yeah. hits home for him. He wants his daughter at this conference. That's the only time she's allowed to leave
yeah,
the house
she hasn't left
until
the house
she's 27.
Years, that's true. I mean, yes, she has.
He's that dad.
No, I'm not that dad. No,
yes.
I'm not. I'm the
yes,
best dad ever, okay?
It's okay. I have that dad. We're cool.
Yeah?
It's fine.
Okay.
Right. See? She turned out cool.
See? We were beatboxing the other day, my daughter and I.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Do you know how to beatbox?
I don't. I am terrible at it.
Just YouTube it. That's okay. What my daughter and I do. Yeah. Her music teacher came up to her the other day and goes, I want you to be the beatboxer. And my daughter goes, what? I don't know how to do that. Because she can sing.
I love that you helped her in her facing adversity. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. She didn't just give up and go, well, I'm not here for that. I want to sing.
Yeah. Well, now huh? We learned. We learned together on YouTube. We pulled up a YouTube.
Love it.
And we learned how to beatbox.
I think that's vitally story. Important to a young girl as well as having a dad present, honestly. Seriously. Because I grew up in a home with a single mom. And so I know as a dude, for me not growing up with a dad, there were a lot of things that I had to face that I sadly learned through trial and error. And same goes with, you know, a daughter. You need daddy.
Yeah.
So good job, Dex.
Thanks, man.
You can totally unlock her bedroom door, though.
Yeah, I know. You know what's been hard for me having a daughter is I've never been a very affectionate person. I'm not a very touchy-feely type of person. And my daughter is, and she just wants to, you know, hold daddy,
snuggle.
You know, and snuggle. And I'm sitting on the couch going, in my head going, ugh. She's hot right now. She's
He's
like a
weird.
Stove.
He gets
and,
anxious.
But then I'm like, I got to because she's 12 and she's not going to do this much longer. But man alive, she's driving me crazy holding me right now.
It's because you're a teddy bear, man. People just want to cuddle.
Yeah, very soft.
Come on. Yeah, so where can people go to find more information? Because obviously this is vitally important. Mm. You guys are doing it in a very, very cool way. Because I remember growing up, you know, I grew up Baptist. And I remember how I learned about sex and how I learned about how disgusting and vile it was and how evil and sinful it was. And so I think it is so vitally important to share a gospel-centered telling of sex and its true purpose, because I think even the church a lot of times gets it twisted as far as why God created it, you know. And so where can people go to learn more about this and get involved?
They can go to liliesamongthornsabq.com.
Okay.
And that will give you all information about what we're doing, which church we're going to be at, what our teachings are. We're having a different teaching each week and at different churches, so that's the kind of cool thing. We're trying to do a thing where we're unifying the body of Christ. We're getting different churches involved around the city and making sure that it's not just one church setting this up. We want to make sure that we're involved with everybody, and we want to make sure that that's what we're showing.
So it's Friday, September 9th is your first one. It's the gospel message. And then you have one on the next Friday, September 16th, and then September 23rd. How long are you know, these...
6 weeks, right?
Well, like on Friday.
Time-wise?
Yeah, time-wise. What are we looking at? As far as how much time on Friday?
So 7 to 9 p.m.
Okay.
So what's really cool is it's such a huge age gap, right? Sixth grade to sophomore in college. Mm. Whoa. So they all get the same teaching.
Yeah.
We start with worship. We have the teaching. Then they break off into small groups.
Cool.
Which is really awesome because they get to meet with their peers, girls that are their age, with a trained small group leader and discuss the teaching at their age level.
I like that. Beautiful. So, it's so important. And to be able to have them all in it. Because, man, from sixth grade to even ninth grade, so much happens in school. So much happens in the culture around them, and they're changing and growing. And so to have people, not only, you know, mentors, but people their own age, so that they can actually ask those questions in a safe environment is so, so important. So you guys are doing awesome stuff.
Doing
this is great. This
so
is cool.
Good.
So obviously they can go sign up now. When is registration closed? Does it close, or is it like, no, please come anytime?
We try not to close it.
Awesome.
We would love for them to register online.
Okay.
Because of the Purity Ball, we want to make sure that we have a head count. We will be having the Purity Ball this year at MCM Aligante.
Okay.
And it's just a celebration. The other thing I wanted to mention is the sexual purity night is a sleepover night.
Oh, wow.
So we want to make sure that we devote as much time to that as possible.
Okay.
We have time of testimony. Janae Heitzik will be doing our teaching that night.
Okay.
It's just, you know, these girls come from all different backgrounds. Some of them may have already crossed that line.
Right.
You know, brokenness in their past, all these different things come up. So by the time we get to that sexual purity night, they've already heard the teaching on how they need Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
They've learned about purity of heart. They've learned about purity and conduct. They hear the sexual purity teaching. And then we have an intense time of prayer on that sexual purity night. And you just see the walls come tumbling down.
Yeah.
These girls are broken before the Lord,
and
they're taking their sin to Him. They're repenting, because by the time we get to that final week, which is their commitments before the Lord, that's between them and the Lord. And we want to make sure that they are fully prepared to make that commitment.
That's cool.
Man.
Oh, you guys are so awesome.
I know.
So
all right, there you go.
This.
liliesamongthornsabq.com.
Anything else you guys wanted to talk about that you didn't have a chance to? Anything? I don't want you to leave here with any...
We need prayer.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
This ministry is founded and totally bathed in prayer. We meet the third Saturday of every month out here in Solomon's Porch.
Okay, cool.
And we just pray for the ministry. And we've been doing that
since it began. The third Saturday, we're having a 24-hour prayer coming up. Wow. But we need the prayer of the people. Mm-hmm. These young ladies need the prayer, the prayers of the saints. So if you're a prayer warrior, please lift this ministry up in prayer. We also need, if there's any sponsors who want to sponsor a young lady, because the really cool thing about this is if the young lady completes all 5 weeks of the series without missing one night, her ticket to the Purity Ball is covered.
Wow.
100%. That's really cool. Need sponsors.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Good stuff.
I love that you started with prayer because it's so vitally important and sadly sometimes overlooked when it comes to doing things, because we're so busy pouring out, we forget how badly we need to not only just be refreshed in God's word, but that covering. So, man.
Evangeline.
Glad you guys came in.
Elisa. Beautiful, beautiful women.
Did he get it right this time,
you guys? I did. I nailed it. I nailed it. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you so much.
You were so nervous. No, I was.
When we come back, we're going to call Brooklyn.
Yeah, we are. Claire Bear.
Stranger Things. We have a friend who got to hang out with the Stranger Things cast.
There we go.
We'll talk about it when we come back. Volunteer. The world is ours. Morning Invasion on Star 88. Oh, gosh. Just so excited.
Are you?
So excited.
It's a big day, guys.
Big day.
I just had the greatest interview of my entire life.
So we're calling Claire in Brooklyn because...
Claire Bear!
Claire got to sit down and I guess, well, she's going to tell us what happened, but she got to hang with the cast.
Oh my gosh! I am the worst phone dialer number-er guy. I got to come up with a better name for that.
She got to hang out with the stars, the cast of Stranger Things yesterday. We're going to get to talk to her about it.
Oh, geeks. Man.
We're geeks for the show.
So excited. So excited! I mean, I told her.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Steve-O Cheater. You know, it's your job to book these things.
I mean, I even gave her the 5-minute warning text.
Steve-O Jeffrey Jeter.
Okay, that is absolutely...
I know, it's Miguel.
Also not real.
Steve-O Michael, named after Stephen Michael Quesada.
Okay.
So, this is your friend who you guys are going to be hanging with when you guys go up to Brooklyn?
Yeah.
For Comic-Con in New York?
I'm so excited. It's going to be fun. Stop it.
Your call is...
Oh my gosh!
I'm going to need you to put your headphones down and walk out of the studio.
Well, do it live! I don't like you.
Well, text her and see what's up. And we'll just move on and do something else until she's ready. But yeah, we want to talk to Claire because she got to hang out with the cast from Stranger Things. And if you're not watching that, well, then you're not cool. And you want to be cool, right?
I mean...
Because everybody's watching it. Just kidding. You probably shouldn't watch it because it's super scary. If you think E.T. is scary, then... Because E.T. is way scarier than Stranger Things. Am I right?
I don't know.
Were you scared when you watched E.T.?
Yeah.
He was a creepy little alien.
I was also like 4, man. I don't know how old I was. I was a child.
Did you ever watch The Quest? Do you remember The Quest?
No.
So it was... Okay. It was the kid from E.T. And it was the boy...
Thomas Elliot.
Yeah, Thomas Elliot.
Elliot.
And he lived...
No, that's not his real name. His name in the movie was Elliot. Elliot. What was his name?
There was a lake.
C. Thomas Howell.
There was a lake.
That was The Outsiders.
And it was...
Claire's
like,
calling
oh
me.
Oh, my
never
gosh.
Mind. Sorry. Sorry. Claire's calling.
Hello?
Claire Bear.
Hello.
Claire Bear!
What is happening, Claire?
Oh, my gosh. What's not happening? Well, I work in a mall, basically. Our office is in a mall, so our cell phone service is so spotty.
You would think
in the biggest city in the country, like, we could get cell phone service around here, but we don't.
Yeah.
Claire works for the biggest and craziest of things. Like, she's always had really, really, really cool jobs. And... yesterday, we were like outdoing each other and cool because I'm like, well, I'm interviewing Allison Pill and she was Kim and Scott Pilgrim versus World and she, I love her and she's my favorite. And then I get a video and it's like, I'm currently hanging out with the Stranger Things kids.
Oh,
and I'm like,
one-upper.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But she,
yeah,
she,
just sliding that in.
Yeah.
I love it.
But,
yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us
what?
Stranger Things.
What the heck? So, yeah, they come into our office like you would think the president just walked in, even though these kids are way cooler than the president.
Right? Yeah. Amen.
Everyone just stands up and stares at each other like, what is happening? And, like, they come in rambunctious.
Yes.
Like, crazy, like, loud. And then they were like, oh, we're in an office. Like, we should be quiet. And I just looked, I'm like, no, do whatever you want to do. Like, we will roll out the red carpet. But I had to tell myself, I was like, these are actually, like, kids. Like,
yeah.
You expect them to come in and be, like, mature adults?
Yeah.
No, they were kids.
So
and
were
I was
they,
like, wow, good for you.
Were they escorted by their parents? Were there, was there just a big entourage?
Yeah, their parents were there. Pretty much was a big entourage. I don't know, PR and all that. But, yeah, their parents were there. It was so cool. And they were the cutest things and so polite and thanking everyone for everything and but like being kids and like rowdy and I was like whoa like I don't know I my expectation was way off.
Well, they haven't been eaten up and spit out by Hollywood.
Hey,
what?
No, I mean a few of them have had some moments already, like on Broadway and doing
that's
big
not,
things.
They're little kids, man. They haven't been through it yet.
Whatever.
I really pray that these kids just stay humble and kind. And
I hope so, too. I mean, you could tell they were definitely, like, soaking in that spotlight, but, like, in a very humble way, because they were so gracious. And I don't know, but they were crazy. Toothless was just, like, rambunctious. Like, he was the craziest of them all. And people were actually like, wait, is he really missing his teeth? And I'm like, no, he's got teeth.
Wait.
Hollywood, they know how to, like, take out teeth.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not even going to lie. Mind blown.
Really?
I seriously thought he was just a cute kid they grabbed off the street who was missing his front teeth.
No, kid has teeth.
Oh,
so he doesn't really talk
magic
like that?
Of Hollywood. I guess that makes him an even better actor.
No kidding, right? He could pull that off?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, and Eleven actually has an accent.
Really?
Like, I don't know. British or something.
Oh, man. The British, they're coming over. They're taking over our country is what's happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're not.
He's great. They're all great. It's a great show. Season 2. And that's the thing is they announced season 2 yesterday, and they were all so dumb.
Yeah.
Well,
they were like,
do.
Yes! I'm like, yeah, you don't have to go to school. You're sitting here just bebopping around New York City. They were on Fallon last night. I'm like, yeah, I'd be so
Did you watch that parody that they did?
I
Fallon?
Watched it yet.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
It's incredible. You have to watch it. So Claire's my friend in Brooklyn. Her and Brando live in Brooklyn, and that's who I'm... Matt and I are staying with too. I stayed with last time. And Claire Bear, I'm calling you Claire Bear from now on, by the way. Claire Bear.
That's okay.
You should probably
ask
her.
She's going to be my tour guide. Now Dexter has never been to New York.
I'm probably going to come.
But
I'm not going to go to Comic-Con. So I'm going to need to hang with you guys.
No, that's
right?
No.
Or I'll just go off on my own.
Fine. We'll be doing other things besides going to Comic-Con, so you can hang with us.
I don't care about that. I want to experience Brooklyn.
We'll be eating all the food. We're going on a food tour.
I want to go where Grandmaster Flash was
what?
At. We used to DJ in Brooklyn back in the day.
I know, but that was so...
What?
Oh, yeah.
So random.
Yeah. I want to know. There's so much culture there. There's so much history.
Yeah, Claire, you can leave. Ever leave. You're my connection.
Well,
I need you there forever.
I mean, unless we uproot and come to Albuquerque, which, hey, I've been trying to, like, get Brandon to, you know, see other parts of the world.
Yeah,
like,
don't
might
come
eat.
To Albuquerque, though.
Wait, will you shut
There's
your
so
filthy
many other
mouth
great places
right now?
You could go,
Albuquerque
Claire.
is queen only to king, which is New York.
Yeah, if you love dirt.
Hey, maybe we can do a house swap. Or, like, y'all can come here, we'll go there.
Oh, my gosh. Don't say that on the radio. Chrissy's already,
I need
like...
I to see other parts of the world.
It's happening. It's happening. We're going to get you out here. That's what we're going to do. We'll get out there to New York. We'll hang out. We'll do this thing. And then we're going to bring you back here so you can be on the morning show with us and hang out.
Yeah, we're excited for you guys to come. We're going to laugh a lot. We're going to eat a lot of Greek yogurt. Because let me tell you, that is like a that's like a lifestyle here, Greek yogurt.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Well, I keep telling Steve-O he's got to put honey in it.
No. Okay. This morning, for those that are just joining us, this morning, you know, Teo's gone. He's our health nut. And so I thought, while he's gone, I'm going to eat his breakfasts because we have them. And so I have this cup in front of me. It's Greek yogurt. It's got granola in it, and it's got apricots in it, which are like my favorite fruit on the planet. I took a bite, one singular bite, and thought I was going to hurl.
Well, yeah, because it's not sweetened.
It tastes like sour cream.
Well, that's the thing. So, life hack, next time you make tacos, instead of putting sour cream on them, or whatever else you put sour cream on, put Greek yogurt.
Exactly.
I mean, it tastes the same, and you'll never know the difference.
Okay, that's way better. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That you're, you know, kind of eating healthier-ish, and yeah.
Okay, so when
it's
I go to the next time I go to
substitute.
The next time I go to Taco Bell, just not order Supreme tacos, just get regular tacos, and then slap on the Greek yogurt when I get home.
There you go.
Yeah, or just order them and ask for a side of Greek yogurt.
Oh my gosh,
so like, weird.
Maybe though.
Do you have Greek yogurt? Yeah.
Amazing, Claire. I'm really stoked
all
to go hang out.
Those chains are trying to be healthy. So.
Oh, no eating healthy while we're in New York. Can't wait to hang out. Thank you for Stranger Things updates. You're amazing.
Yeah, of course.
Nice to talk to you, Claire.
It's so good to talk to you. All right.
All right.
Have a great day.
We'll see you, Claire.
Yeah! Got a hold of Claire.
She got to hang with the kids from Stranger Things. And, of course, they announced second season. No release date yet, but it'll be set in 1984.
No surprise there that they are still children because they're like 11 and 12, man. So that's really, really cool.
Yep.
That they're just kiddos having fun, living life.
That's right. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The atmosphere was more cordial than contentious when Donald Trump met with Mexico's president.
Both the Mexican president and Republican nominee described that meeting as open and constructive. Donald Trump says the two spoke about trade and border security.
We did discuss the wall.
Thousands of veterans heard a message of support for American allies from Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton.
Clinton told American Legion convention attendees her rival Donald Trump's threats to walk away from U.S. allies are not only wrong, but dangerous.
If I'm your president, our friends will always know. America will have your backs, and we expect you to have ours.
JetBlue Flight 387 has landed in Santa Clara, Cuba, reestablishing air service from the U.S. that was stopped at the height of the Cold War.
The Supreme Court refuses to reinstate a voter ID law in North Carolina, struck down by a federal appeals court as being designed to keep more black voters away from the polls.
An additional 3,000 migrants have been rescued in the Mediterranean. The total tops 10,000 in the past 36 hours.
Good morning, Starmie. Welcome to the program. Hey, we got a podcast if you only listen on your way to work. Maybe taking the kids to school. You only get a few minutes every morning. Hit the podcast. It's at Google Play. If you have an Android phone, or go to iTunes and just search Morning Invasion. And there you go. Boom. Still, it's so funny to me. I was just telling Steve-O how a lot of people that used to listen to me still don't know that I'm doing this radio show.
It's
as much as I post on Instagram and Facebook and MySpace, you know, you'd think that people would know.
People don't listen.
Well, they don't, you know.
They got
lives, and, you know, I mean, I got fired last year. It was on May the 4th. May the 4th be with you.
But I'm glad you don't, like, keep record of those things, like the date and the time and exactly what you were wearing and light candles in honor every month on the 4th. It's weird, but
I wasn't going to go into
detail. Glad you're over
it. You decided to, so
I mean, I'm glad
you're
over it, though. Glad, you know.
Well, I don't know. I mean, glad. Really missing that paycheck.
Really glad you're over it. Yeah.
You know, I was sitting there. I was leaving work yesterday, and this is one of my favorite times of the year because it's starting to cool down a little bit, and it's so perfect outside. And I remember I was walking in my car, and this is such a beautiful campus. If you've never been to Calvary, it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I just was thinking, man, I'm so thankful that I have a job that I love. I mean, this is a great, great job.
It's pretty great.
And it's a great place to work. I'm very happy. Can I borrow $5?
Oh, gosh. I mean, it just got really weird in here.
Huh?
Huh? Like, for how long? Like, can I?
When it's just a loan, man. It's $5. I could probably pay you 25 cents a day until it's paid back.
Yeah, I just, man, I really want to, but I give you $5 and then everybody's going to want $5. And I'm like, I only have so many $5.
All right.
That I just really.
That's fine.
I don't think I can.
All right. Got to save up for Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I felt so bad because we just had my friend Claire on, but I just got so excited that we were talking. I totally forgot to be a DJ person and do my job. We didn't even talk to her about what she was doing with the Stranger Things kids.
What the
like,
heck?
We didn't even ask.
What do you mean?
The whole point was to, like, talk to
her.
Was
more?
Well, of course there was more.
Why? You're the one who changed the subject on it.
Sorry, I just got excited. I was thinking Brooklyn, and I totally forgot.
Maybe this is her to call back. Claire, is this you? Claire?
Hello. Hey, sweetheart.
Yes,
what's up, buddy?
That's not.
What's up?
No, my name's not Claire.
Well, did you hang out with the Stranger Things kids yesterday in New York?
No, I got Stranger Kids, though.
Oh. Stranger Kids, yeah.
Stranger Kids.
Yeah.
What's
Stranger
up?
Kid.
What's up?
Not much. So, what's season two going to be about? I didn't get to catch the Claire Bear.
I feel like, that's a good thing because we didn't really actually discuss anything.
Did you watch season one?
Just got.
Yeah. All right. So you said it's like 1984. What year were they in the
first
one? It was 1983.
It was 83. This one will take place a year after last season. And. We don't really know exactly what it's going to be about. They kind of put out a little teaser trailer, but they didn't release any information because they haven't even filmed anything yet, right? I mean,
oh, darn. Okay. So that kind of tripped me out when he barfed up blood.
Yeah. So there's going to be some
weird
twists going on. I'm excited.
Okay. Hey, you know what? So while you guys are in the show hole right now, I'm stuck on this really cool show called The Strain.
Oh, I read the books.
I'm watching that.
I read the books. Let me ruin the ending for you.
Don't you do it.
Sure.
Don't you do it.
I read all three, so I can tell you how it all ends.
Are you all caught up? Are you all caught up?
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm,
you watched last week?
It took so long for the second season to come out.
I know. I thought they canceled it.
Oh, I thought so, too. But then I saw on FX that they were doing it, you know, the season came out. But I go to bed because it comes out so late in the evening, you know, so I just kind of have to wait for it to show up on Hulu, and it takes forever.
I haven't invested in that DVR yet, have you?
Mm. No, I cut the cord, man. Honestly, I go back and forth because I still have, like, basic cable upstairs because of the internet package. So I kind of like not having to watch commercials. A lot.
I get you. It's fun to wait and then binge it later. I get it. Yeah.
I
like that too. But yeah, The Strain. The Strain's good. I'm with you on that. I think it's a really good show. It's a good. It's one of those shows that will keep you satisfied until The Walking Dead returns.
Yeah. What? You're still on that?
What? You're not watching that anymore?
Like since the second season,
what?
Third season maybe.
You hang up on yourself.
No way! That's like if you're watching Fear of the Walking Dead.
Hang up!
I bet you got the game too, don't you?
Just hang
don't
up,
don't you?
Hang up!
I actually think Fear of the Walking Dead's better.
Hang up the phone!
I just said it.
I think it's.
I just said
I love it.
Fear
I
is probably better. Good. He hung up on himself.
I like Fear of the Walking Dead.
I was
Dead
so
as well.
Worried because we were talking about like stuff getting canceled. I'm like, well, our show's about to be canceled because I'm falling asleep.
What?
Huh? What?
Strain?
No, just that whole thing.
Yeah, it's very odd. I know. It's very odd.
All right, good. I have to make a phone call.
Are you calling Claire back?
I'm going to take a quick break so we can just
oh, yeah, you're
going
to call your sister. You got to call your sister, bro. I'm supposed to remind you.
Happy birth, Dizzle.
You didn't remind me.
Sorry, man.
Thankfully, I remember because she's my baby sister and the only one I've got.
Steve-O tried to call his sister at like 6:30 this morning, which
five,
is 5:30
her time. Yeah. She has a new baby, Jeff.
Oh, see, we're going to get sent
Mike.
Right to voicemail. That's what's going to happen.
Steven. What is his name? Just so new in the world.
Hello.
Oh,
what's
snap.
Up, Steve-O's sister.
Hi.
Hey, how's Jeff? How's my nephew?
Oh, he's fantastic.
That's
just
good.
Going to college. That's all.
Oh, going to college. It's been a long time since we talked. She has she has three daughters, I think. We're really close, me and my sister.
Yeah.
Their names are Jeff, Morgan, and Snarfy Noggin.
Nailed
it.
Huge fans of all three of them.
You're a good uncle.
Yeah, I am a great uncle.
Fantastic.
I really am. So I remember usually, sometimes, never. They don't have a Facebook yet, so I can't really remember when their birthdays are. But shout out to my sister, Stephanie, who her birthday is today because Facebook told me. So,
that's nice of them.
How's it feel to be another year older baby sister, Renee?
Yeah, it feels like today.
Yeah, cool. Were you up all night with your daughters?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I slept so wonderfully well.
Good.
And was not interrupted by any phone calls or anything.
Oh, that's good. Right? That's good.
That's gone.
That'd be terrible.
I love it.
I don't know who would call. You know what happens? It's when your family members love you so much, they want to be the first one to wish you happy birthday. So you should be blessed and thankful that you have a brother that loves you so much. I'm talking about Scott, of course.
Of course.
Did he Did he call you yet? Because he didn't call me for my birthday. So if he calls you, we will know immediately who
Facebook
he loves
you?
More. No, he didn't anything me.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure he has not contacted me for the last 3 to 4 years.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
You guys are so close.
Yeah. We're so close, guys. We're seriously so close. No, real life, for real. Okay, she has three sons. I know all of their names. Margaret. Oh, gosh. But seriously, Scotty did not call me for my birthday. And like a week later, I called him and he goes, bro, sorry about a week ago. I remembered, but it was like I was so busy.
Yeah, you know, I was doing my pawn shop thing,
just,
you know,
pawn and stuff.
So Brooklyn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
When did Scotty become Brooklyn, Sarah? When did that happen?
I believe that was too much Good Will Hunting.
There you go. That's exactly what I say every time, too. So I think that's really what it must be.
Okay.
All of a sudden, we were like,
I'm pretty sure.
He came home from school one day, you know, growing up in Texas and New Mexico, and all of a sudden it was like, how you like dim apples, eh, Sarah? Eh? We're like, what happened to Scotty?
That must be like the Tex-Mex.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
It's like that's where it goes, Tex-Mex, hey,
right,
Sarah.
Right.
How you like them apples, eh?
Mm.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, gosh. I want Scotty to come in on the morning show.
I really don't because I don't want to get canceled.
Yeah.
We got to dump. He's fine.
Oh, my gosh. Now, Sarah,
you need to have him on. He'll tell all of Steven's deepest, darkest secrets that he doesn't want out there.
Yeah. That's not a name you're allowed
Speaking
to say on
that,
the radio.
Why don't you go ahead and share some of those secrets since it's your birthday?
Oh, Steven Jorgensen is not... It's not shared with the
Sarah.
Radio
guys.
Well, you know, he dabbles.
Shut
he shares
up.
A little. But yeah, I know you probably have some good ones.
My baby sister's nickname for me is Sveven Jorgensen, and it's probably my least favorite, and yet somehow my favorite. I actually have a mug with that engraved on it.
Oh, that's good.
So, Sveven.
Thanks to me.
Yeah, thanks to you.
What's a memory from when you guys were kids
Sarah,
that you could share?
Why did I call?
Oh, I'm pretty sure that none of those can be put on air.
Thank you. Thank you, baby sister. Thank you, baby sister. She's not
welcome.
Wrong. Did you see my new watch I got for myself? I didn't get you anything for your birthday. Did you see my new watch?
I did. Well, you know, it wouldn't be my birthday if you didn't buy yourself something. So, actually, I do remember that watch from way back when.
Yeah. Sveven Jorgensen.
Sveven Jorgensen. Get it right or pay the price.
Sveven.
Sveven. Sveven.
Yes.
Because one V isn't enough. Because we have our dear friend Steven Christian, who spells it with a PH like a girl. So we just got to put multiple V's in there so people understand the correct spelling of Sveven.
Sveven.
How's Phoenix? Is it
still hot?
Still hot. Still neighbors with Lucifer, right? So,
warm.
It's pretty warm. Over there,
how
are Sean and Matthew holding up with, you know, Satan being your neighbor? Like, is it weird?
It's fantastic.
Okay.
They love it.
Okay. Suburbs.
You know, we just don't ever go outside until it's like 8 o'clock at night so that we don't melt.
Yeah, it gets to like a cool 107 at night.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's been cooling down to about 96 at night,
oh,
you know.
Gosh.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Ugh, it's like being in a microwave. I can't stand it. I don't know how you do that, Sarah. I really don't. It's the worst.
You know, the fantastic thing about it is that you have to take a jacket every time you leave the house, because as soon as you step foot into a store or a restaurant, it's like going into a refrigerator.
That's crazy, man. So, okay, real life. What are your, like, AC bills like? Is it just stupid out there? Do we need to start a GoFundMe?
Well, let's see. We are conservative, so we keep our AC at about 81 during the day.
Oh, my gosh.
That is so much.
And we pay about $300 a month.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, if you don't like being that warm, you can always turn your AC down to, say, 75.
Oh, my gosh.
And you'll have a bill from anywhere between $500 to $600 a month. Oh, that's all.
Good night, Chicago.
Yeah. That's disgusting. Oh, my gosh. You should move. Sarah, come home.
Yeah.
Come home.
No, I think you should move here.
Oh, she keeps trying to do this. She keeps trying to get me to get a radio job.
I think you should move out here and enjoy it with me.
No, that's what happens when you hate things. Yeah. This was my whole life.
Whoa.
Oh, this is disgusting. Try this. This is what happens. Mm-hmm. This is what happens.
Yes. Oh, this smells horrible. Smell it.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Oh, my gosh. Phoenix is seriously the closest I'll ever come to hell since I'm a believer. You should move here. Yeah.
Nope, I'm not going back to the land of entrapment. I am free.
Okay.
You are free.
Well, happy birthday. I love you.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys.
How's little
love
Rhino? I'm going to call him Rhino. He doesn't have a nickname yet, but Rhino's it.
Oh, gosh.
Actually, they've nicknamed him Ranger.
Ranger?
Okay. Ranger.
Ranger Ryan? Why?
Yeah, RJ are his initials, and my oldest, Matthew, plays for the Rangers in Little League.
Very nice.
So Ranger was his new nickname. He is great. He sleeps through the night now.
Okay,
so
good. That's good.
When rude people call me at all hours, I like to blame them for bothering me because my kid is sleeping soundly.
You know what, Sarah? You should be thankful. Has Mom called you yet?
Mom has text messaged me.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, never mind.
Are you okay with that?
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm just glad that she remembered since she's getting up there.
She is kind of getting up there.
My mom this year, she Facebooked me a happy birthday.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, that's
where we're
kind.
At now. That's where we're at now.
Here's a question, Sissy. Do you want me to Facebook you? Because I like actually called because I love you in real life, but do you want me to be, I can do that if you want me to put like a.
Yeah, no.
Are you sure? I could put like a tragic old photo of you with like lots of freckles and big old blue eyes.
Oh. Oh, yeah, okay. Like, we can both play that game.
Yeah, you know what? I just thought about that for 7 seconds and realized you have all the family albums, so never mind. Never mind. So we're just going to have to keep those.
I especially have some great photos of you from, like, Drama Club.
Okay,
when you got your hair blonde.
Just share those.
And
then
you have a ponytail.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Stop talking.
Let's do this.
I forget. She wins everything, and I hate it, because anytime something horrible shows up on Facebook, inevitably I look at Chrissy and then go, Sarah! Because Sarah will, like, text her photos of, like, me with a mullet and a denim jacket or something and be like, oh, check this one out, when he was wearing all hot pink.
Oh, but you loved that denim jacket.
I did love that denim jacket and New Kids on the Block. My Donnie pin was the jam.
Gosh.
Hanging tough, buddy. Hanging tough.
I am. You hang tough in Arizona, Sarah.
Absolutely.
I love you. Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy your day.
You too. I'll talk to you later.
All righty.
Okay, bye.
Bye. <Man.
laughs> I just love my sister.
It's been years. It's been years.
The funny thing is my baby sister, actually, I'm really close with.
Are you?
Yeah, it's my sister. I love her so much.
Aww.
But she's in another state.
She sounded like you, but, you know, female version.
But funny. Sarah, seriously, funny. Scotty's pretty funny, my brother. My mom. She would be funny because she'd be like the mom from Seinfeld or something. Like, she's just out there.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah is the baby. Somehow, maybe because she grew up around Scotty and I, she is the funniest of my family.
Hilarious.
She's really witty.
So fun.
I steal all my jokes from her.
That's good. That's good. Well, I'm glad we got to call her.
Oh, good old Sarah.
All right. Before we get out of here, let's wrap up some headlines.
He said, go west, young man. And we were like, hey, we're heading towards a carotid artery, bro.
I miss you. I miss you so much.
Goodbye.
He'll be back on Tuesday. Good news for everybody who's ever been on a bad date. That's me. Been there, done that. You know, you always assume that when you see celebrities go out on a date, it's like, oh man, this is fantastic. Those guys just live the dream.
Yes.
Well, in Marie Claire, UK, the one and only Britney Spears revealed
Britney Spears?
She had a really, really bad date recently. She said, quote, I've been single for ages and had a date with a guy I liked. I was getting anxious, worrying he wouldn't like me. We went to the movies, but I could tell right away it wasn't working. It was sort of awkward. So after the movie, I came home, and that was it.
Wow.
It just didn't work. He just wasn't that into me. I liked him, and he knew that, but he definitely didn't feel the same. It happens to everybody. Being famous doesn't make you any different.
Do you think that's real?
End quote. Of course that's real. We're all human beings. Dude, moment of honest truth, not even joking. This morning, Allison Pill, I don't know that I've ever been that nervous ever.
Yeah.
Got to interview Allison Pill.
Yeah, different level.
Scott like, Pilgrim
different
versus
different star
world.
Power. Britney Spears is like one of the most famous people on planet Earth.
Yeah, but she's still a human being.
Of course
she's still a human being.
Think
about
Britney
this.
Spears.
Okay, think about this. Celebrities, their lives a lot of times are told through this media lens. So we've only really seen mostly the worst of Britney. So imagine her now being a single mom and trying to date. And, you know, and chances are that guy that she went out on a date with probably saw some wacko stuff, right? Some TMZ stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Give it a shot, but she's kind of cray cray.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you go out on a date and you're trying to be normal. You know, like, I think poor thing is probably weird all around. Call me, Brittany. Call me. I can give you some good advice.
What was that Sandra Bullock movie back in the 90s with the...
Forces of Nature? Speed.
Was it... No, the one where she was the... No,
Practical
was it
Magic.
Julie Roberts. She was the actor
who fell
in love with a normal, like...
Aaron Brockovich.
No, he owned a bookstore.
Oh, yeah.
And
Pretty Woman.
No. This happened. They made a movie about it. She was a big Hollywood star, and she ended up, like, falling in love with this, like, normal, average guy.
Uh-huh.
And... He was now, you know, pulled into this world that was like we were just talking about, and he didn't know if he wanted to be in that life.
It's called The Mexican with Brad Pitt. It's one of the greatest movies of all time.
I think it was Julia Roberts or Sandra Bullock.
Was it Notting Hill?
Yeah, Notting Hill.
Yeah.
You didn't see that? Did you watch that? What's the guy's name?
Oh my gosh, how could you not know him?
I don't know.
He was so famous and British. He's like the British rom-com guy. Hugh Grant. Gosh, man.
I'm sorry. I haven't seen him in a movie in years. I think that was the last movie I saw him in.
Hugh Grant. Wait. Are you trying to tell me that you didn't see About a Boy?
No.
You need to get out.
Nope.
You need to leave right now. Mm-mm. Like, you need to just go.
But you saw Notting Hill, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You did.
Yeah, I did, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, same
situation, right?
Okay. Wait, didn't you recently see The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
No.
I thought you... Oh, was that Tao that boxed it? Okay. He was in The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Is he? I didn't know he was still acting.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Big things like, did you hear about the Morgans in 2009?
Cool.
Yeah.
So Britney Spears went out on a date, and the guy said, nah, I don't want a second date.
That'd be tough, man. Your whole life is in the spotlight. Not everybody can roll with that. You're maybe acclimated to it because you've been doing it for years, but not you. I mean, like, Britney. She's used to it. But,
I've been in the spotlight
but all of a sudden, it's like random Joe Schmo just chilling.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I get it, man.
Okay, here's something interesting. Switching gears, moving along. Mike Love, Beach Boys, has a memoir coming out in two weeks called Good Vibrations.
Oh.
My life is a Beach Boy. Oh, my gosh.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Bum, bum.
Focus, Steve-O.
Focus. You need to turn this off because I love the Beach Boys. I got to see them at Duke's Stadium back in the day when I was a kid.
Oh.
Yeah. Back then it was in Isotopes Park. It was like the Dukes and it was the Beach Boys. My dad was a huge, huge Beach Boys fan. We actually had a Wurlitzer jukebox growing up.
Okay.
That played records for realsies.
Oh, man.
Love the Beach
Boys. You're so
rich. Okay. Oh, yeah. He's so rich. So rich. Mike Love talked about part of it. And apparently, when you make a memoir, you have to dig out the cray-cray stories. I'm going to need to call my baby sister back and find those crazy stories because I try and forget the crazy stories.
Sure.
Well, one in particular took place in 1968. It was a year before the Manson murders. Yes, Charles Manson. His bandmates, Dennis Wilson, him got mixed up with some girls. Apparently, they were Manson followers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And Charles Manson and some of the girls moved in with the Beach Boys.
Are you serious? No way.
So here's the thing. Mike Love has a story in his new book. He met him at a party there and says that Manson took him to a room with a bunch of girls. He was passing out drugs and trying to decide who he was going to do things with.
Wow.
Well, obviously that was too much for Mike Love, so he left to go take a shower and scrub off because he felt gross. No joke. Well, he wasn't alone for long because first, Lynette Squeaky Fromm, who was one of the crazy Psycho Manson girls that was... Yeah. She was the one who later tried to assassinate Gerald Ford,
oh,
you know, the president. He said, before I could tell her to get lost, Charles Manson himself arrived, looked me up and down with his dark, beady eyes and said, you can't do that. You can't leave my group.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. At that point, Mike Love made an excuse about needing to get back to the recording studio and drove away.
Oh gosh.
How crazy is that?
I'm picking up good vibes.
Sorry.
That's literally the opposite of good vibrations. The antithesis of good. He had not good vibrations.
No,
he had bad, very bad, bad vibrations.
Bad vibrations.
It was like, I'm out.
And we're out today. We're
done.
It's time to go. If you missed any of the show, hit the podcast. Man, we had a big show today.
If you ever want to hear me in my true nerd glory and being probably more out of my zone than I've ever been in my life, please listen.
Allison Pill. She was great. She was really, really good. Hit the podcast.
So
iTunes, Google Play. Hopefully it'll be up in a little bit. I'm in charge of putting it up, so I don't know if it's going to happen or not.
Dude,
we'll see what happens, everybody.
You better.
We love you. Have a great day. Well, bye-bye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.